you'd like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes. Thank you very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to. You're gone. You're gone. You're gone. Don't call me again.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Welcome to our show.
Yeah. This is one of those weird songs that sounds tinny and
then they kick in with the
AME and then it becomes real FME.
Well, my favorite part of this song is when it becomes FME. Are we going to wait till the part where it becomes FME?
Mike, it becomes FME right.
One, two,
right.
One, two, three, four.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, it is the Don and Mike Show. On a stinking Tuesday, you can call us. Why are you doing your Stevie Wonder?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm just motivated to do that when I hear a song I like.
You can call us at 877-365-3636. Lots of stuff to discuss at the beginning before we even get to 24.
Yeah.
And who knew last year that the bad guy last year was Jack Bauer's brother?
The midget bad guy.
Who had that figured out?
And who's the new chick? Who's the new hottie chick that's a new love interest for Jack? That woman that he was married to, that the brother was married to? She's not been on the show before.
I think, wasn't he intimating that Jack had
banged her?
Gotten in that somehow?
Well, then Jack comes into the house and looks at her and they have a history. I'd like to see more of that wife.
I think you will.
I hope.
Well, then, we've already started talking about 24.
Oh, time to put her in a t-shirt.
Started talking about ye old 24.
We like the television.
Yeah, we love the television. I got something in the mail that, you guys get, like, these dumb giveaway magazines that show up. I don't even know what this is. I only bring this up because Larry King was on the back page.
If Larry King's on the back page, I'm reading it.
The name of the magazine is Capital File.
I don't get that. I get Blue Boy.
You get what?
Blue Boy.
Okay, so this is just one of those magazines that shows up and it's like, you know, would you like to subscribe? Here's the magazine. You live in Washington, D.C., here's the magazine. So I'm ready to just throw it right in the garbage. And my gal pal says, hey, did you see this about Larry King? And it turns out it's the very last page of this magazine. Last Call, Podium, A Fine Romance, answering the same questions about romance. Larry King and his wife, Sean King, make marriage look easy.
Oh, wow.
For instance, who is more romantic?
I'm Mr. Romance.
Sure. Is that what Larry says?
Look romance up in the dictionary, uh-huh, and you see my picture.
Well, tell me that doesn't make you want to throw up.
Oh, sure.
What is the mushiest thing she's ever said to you, Larry?
Well, of course, he'll know this.
You make my heart twitter. What affectionate nickname do you have for her? Quasi.
Quasimodo.
She calls me Modo.
Wow. That is sweet. Well, see, I think that's appropriate with him.
Sure.
Then we have
Hunchback.
Her. Who's more romantic?
He always is.
Of course. He's always thinking of me. He just went to the drugstore and got cough drops for me.
That is.
Oh, Larry.
That is love.
Bravo, Larry. Hi, Larry.
What went through your head the first time you saw him?
Where's the nitro?
Why is this man grunting?
I wonder when he was grunting. When he was on top?
Let me see. What romantic thing would people be surprised to know about Larry King?
Yes, please.
He's thoughtful. For no reason at all. He gets a gift from me and leaves it in the bathroom with a note that says, just because.
Hey, look,
if that's the case.
A jar of Tucks.
I was thinking, who hasn't left a gift?
Sure,
for
sure.
One?
In the bathroom.
In the boudoir. Sure.
Well, that's also where Larry spends most of his time.
Well, hold on. I'm going to hold on to this because, you know what, this has got at least 20 minutes of Mike written all over it.
Hi.
Well, hold on to that because it's got 15 or 16 stupid questions about...
Just because.
You know, what Larry has done to make him make her proud, what she's done to
just because I moved them this morning.
Just because... Just because. And the other thing that I have to share with you before we get to your thing, Mike had a meltdown at the grocery store.
Across the street.
Here.
First class meltdown.
Oh.
Yelling, getting out of the car, everything.
All right, so that Larry King thing will soon on.
Yeah.
Stand by with the 24 stuff. But it's time right now for an Areola update. This would be breaking Areola news.
All right.
Okay, Mike, you know me. I'm a fan of the Areola.
I know you are.
Can you think? I've said it before on the show, and it's going a ways back. The girl, the woman, the girl with the most perfect areolas that I've seen on film.
Is she somebody you've liked before?
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
I said that they were like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh,
there you go.
She's the girl from American Beauty.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mia Savari?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Bingo. Well.
Is it Mia Savari?
Mina
Savari.
She's topless sunbathing somewhere.
Is this a recent photo?
On a beach.
Brand new. Brand new.
Good.
And as the kids say, NSFW.
Right.
Not safe for work.
Wow.
So can we put this on our website?
Of course we can.
There you go. Put this right up.
There you go.
Take a look at those, Mike. Four beautiful shots. And those.
Oh, there she is.
I mean, come on. You got nipple on my areola. You got areola on my nipple.
There they are.
Hey, two great tastes. They taste great together.
Very pert, very pretty.
But look at how big they are.
They are large.
The areolas themselves.
Yeah, they are very large.
They're wonderful.
In relation to the entire breast.
Not huge, but bigger than average.
No, Mike's right. In relation to her breast,
yes. She's not exactly well endowed topside.
Right.
No, it's like 50% areola.
But it doesn't matter.
Not quite that much.
Well, that really is what makes her, you know, look like a gal.
It's like looking down at a Google Earth thing where they do that thing where you go down and you see the area and it starts with an overhead map view.
Right.
Boy,
and she's wearing some very hip sunglasses too.
Couldn't miss those areolas.
Look at her.
You could land a helicopter on each one of those things.
There's some guy next to her too. Oh, and there she is, like with the bikini top in her hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you pick out all the stuff that just takes the lead right out of my pencil.
Mm.
There's a guy. Look at her sunglasses.
Well, you know why? Because she really doesn't do it for me.
Well, she doesn't do it for me either. I'm not.
She doesn't do it for you?
No, I would just. I'd like. To
You're
see
just looking at that area.
Ideal areola.
TF.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think you could do that.
I'm not sure.
You could my way.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Of course. Getting back to the original.
I could.
HE's across America.
We won't ask.
There you go. Hold on. No. I would Jason Pollocker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How is that for an interview?
Jackson Pollock.
Excuse me. Thank you, Mike. Who's Jason Pollock?
Jason Pollock does not exist as a human being.
But
we know him, but I know what you're talking about.
The important thing is you know who I meant.
I know the kind of painting you're talking about making here.
The artist who just did, like, splatter paint.
Yeah.
Really. No talent at all. Just close your eyes and throw stuff down on a canvas, and boom, there you go. And they make a movie about your life.
Right.
Who was
some water bottles in the foreground.
Who was the guy who played him in that movie?
Ed Harris
was Jackson Pollock. I actually liked that movie.
He was okay.
Not a bad movie.
Hey, did our
you think that guy in the back in the first
stop
upper left hand corner?
Stop it! Can I have
do you think
now?
He's even aware? The guy in the upper left-hand corner, that guy's head that's in the back.
He's fishing.
Is he even aware that that she is doing that? Doesn't seem to be acknowledging her.
Oh, God. If it was me, I'd be standing up doing jumping jacks. Are you kidding me? She'd be hit by one of my myths.
You'd be over there going, hello.
One of my
what school did you go to?
One of my big myths would smack her in the face and knock her over.
Oh, no.
You want to see some areolas?
There she is.
Take a look at that. Okay, well, thank you.
Not really tan.
Thank you to whoever supplied supplied that. Michael.
Yes.
You were at the grocery store today.
I was at the grocery store today getting some supplies.
Yeah.
I went into the local grocery store that is right across the street from where we are here in scenic, beautiful, classic Rockville,
classic
Maryland.
Classic Rockville.
I had six items to get. Got in there at approximately 1:35, anticipated a 10-minute trip in and outside the grocery store.
Fair enough.
Got what I needed, my supplies, to eat lunch over here in less than 5 minutes.
There you go.
I did not get out of that giant until 25 minutes later. And the reason I didn't get out of that giant was the speed of people in that giant. I have nothing against the elderly.
Welcome to my world. I do.
I have nothing against the elderly, but it took me 25 minutes to get out of that giant.
Leisure camps, Mike.
It was frustrating, and then as I'm waiting in line, after I pay, you don't have to, after you pay, you've got the checkout guys, and you move through the line, and then everybody kind of goes out into the aisle, and that's when it was just ridiculous, because an old man was sitting there with his wife, and had the shopping cart, he had paid for his groceries, I was in back of him, we're heading for the door, we're heading for the exit, and he stops.
They do that.
Twice. For nothing, for no reason, to the point where at one point I had another old lady in front of me between me and the old man who had stopped, and I said, excuse me, can I get around? And then I just got completely C-blocked because another person was coming out. Then I got the old lady, gave me the look, you know, that was just like, oh, come on, don't be like that. And at this point, I'm going nuts. Then I get to my car, I jump in my car, I back out, and I shoot down to the main road that's right in front of the giant. Every giant's got that. It's the main road in front of the parking lot.
Right.
And to get to that, I'm in back of another guy that is going, it's so slow, it's beyond slow. It's slowness of a level that I really didn't want to have a meltdown.
Barely
because I'm
moving.
In a perfectly good mood. It is the second day, it's the first day after the most depressing day of the year.
Yes.
So maybe I'm a little bit tense. But finally, this guy takes a right-hand turn, and I said, fantastic, this guy's taking a right-hand turn. No problem at all. I take a left-hand turn, and, you know, I don't see anybody coming down in the line in the lanes, and I kind of pump it. And I get maybe up to a speed you maybe shouldn't go in a parking lot.
Okay.
And right in the last aisle, I hear this guy go, beep, 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 and he tries to pull out in front of me.
Oh.
And then he pulls out in back of me, and he beeps twice more. This time I put the car in park, I jump out of the car, and I go, I stand up there and I go, what? What is it? What the F is it? He said, what's your problem? I said, I'm trying to get out of this effing cemetery so I can get to work. And the guy's not an old guy. The guy's like, I would say, early 50s. He's not that old. And he goes, well, you're going too effing fast. I said, well, F you. And this is the last thing he said to me, and I swear to God is my witness, as I'm walking back, he goes,
yeah.
F you too, Geronimo. And I don't believe it was Geronimo in generic form. I believe it was Geronimo in And I'm sitting there, I got my Boston jacket on. But if that guy's a listener, he knows who he is. And it was a wonderful altercation. And I think I shocked him when I jumped out of my car. But I had just had it. It had been.
Bully.
I'm at the half hour mark. I'm at the half hour mark of getting six items across the street. I'm expecting a nice little leisurely time to come here, you know, before the show.
I'm glad
and
it's
these
not
people
just me.
Are moving. This giant food, for anybody that has this one right across from Hubbard Drive on Rockville Pike, is phenomenal. It is phenomenal. Number one, one of the advantages to doing shift work, which we do, just like if we were steel workers.
Right.
And you know something? We work just as hard.
Please.
With
if we were steel workers.
We were just as hard. Well, no, if you have a night shift, you have shift work.
One of the ballerinas.
One of the nice things about our ballerini shift work is that you go into a store. You're going to go into a store at 1:30. You're not going to have your normal, because society has changed, Don.
We're lunch
society,
pail guys.
Society has changed. A lot of women work nowadays. So the problem is not that you don't have mommies in there. What you have is you have, God bless them, we're all going to be elderly. We're all going to be senior citizens.
Yes.
But this giant is absolutely wall-to-wall, balls-to-the-wall, packed every time I go in there. To the extent where
I got off at the earlier exit because I said I didn't want to deal with that today, and I decided I'd go to that shishi. Is it Balducci's?
Yep.
Oh, yes, oh my God. Who eats there? I can't eat anything in there. I mean, I wanted diet food. I wanted light. I wanted chemicals.
If you want to spend $6 for a strawberry.
I don't want a Peking duck. I don't want chips from the Far East. I wanted to get my Weight Watchers yogurt, for Christ's sake.
Not in Balducci's, Mike.
And I couldn't. I mean, I'm in Balducci, which was also packed. Yeah. But this was packed with all the, geez, let me see. I'm going to put the Volvo over here, and I think I'm going to grab this. There. And I left my two bags. The only thing I found in there were light potato chips. And I'm not sure if they were the kind of light potato chips that I'm allowed to eat on my little Weight Watchers plan.
Give you a
so I left them in the bag. I left them in the cart. I walked out of that store. That's when I got over to the Giant, where the people were. And God love them. They're doing what they do. But once they get their products, once they get their purchases.
And Mike, hold it. Can I just stop you for one second?
And I forgot to tell you that I had a foot race with another senior citizen.
Can I just stop you?
They might be old, and that they walk slow when they're in front of you.
Mike.
And when they're on the side of you, they walk fast.
As someone who comes to the table often with these very comments, and it's nice to hear it's not from me for a change, can I just tell you, as you embrace the dark side.
I did today.
Stop giving them.
I committed to the dark side, and I was in wrong. I was in the wrong.
Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt, because even when you're your maddest.
Well, the guy that beat the horn at me, I was in the wrong. I probably would have beeped at him. I'm sorry. I've got to be honest.
Yeah. You just
after
said,
the heat is over, I've got to be honest. I would have beeped at him.
Let me cut through here. Please, here's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You just said, in essence, that the store across the street should not be populated by senior citizens because they slow the freaking process down.
Yeah. Chow and Lai, what you are doing to me with the People's Republic of China is you are putting words in my mouth. What I said was...
Hold on. They're wonderful people.
They have every right to be there. They have every right to be there.
No, they don't.
They have every right to be there.
That is where you were wrong. We need...
You know, we're not that far away from that, you know. We've got to start thinking that way.
Sure.
We've got to really start thinking that, you know, it's going to be... You know what it's going to be? Seriously?
What,
Mike? It's 2 decades before you and I... You and I, the way we live, our lifestyles, right, we're going to be accelerated. I took my real age quiz over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, what
55.
And what is that, ladies?
55.
You put in, like, all the stuff you've done?
Yeah, all the stuff you've done, all the stuff you eat.
Your habits,
what your weight is, your habits, your lifestyle. It's spewed out 55. Right. So I have a little bit
of
understanding.
If you've only wasted 7 years.
But I'm not going to be. I'll tell you what I'm not going to do.
I feel pretty good.
I'm not going to drive slow.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to walk slow.
Amen.
And I'm not going to wear a goddamn cap. I'm not wearing anything on my head.
Stop.
I don't care if I have scabs on my head.
Stop.
I'm not what?
Two things.
Yes.
First.
Yes. I'm here.
Embrace your obvious hatred of the elderly. Embrace it.
It's not hatred.
Luke, I am your father. Embrace
hate
it.
Hate is such a strong word.
Second.
Yes.
Second. You and I will be a part of what there is, the Y generation, the X generation, whatever it is, when you and I get to be that age.
Mm-hmm.
You're goddamn right. We are not going to be old and set in our ways like these people are. We're going to be old and set in our ways in a hipper way.
In a new way.
In a better way.
Yeah. Right.
You're goddamn right. We're going to move slow, right? Let me take it back. The rest of you will continue to move slow.
Well, some of you.
Some of you will slow down. The rest of us will stay young and vibrant.
Right.
And keep this attitude. And, Mike, you know what's going to keep you young?
Well, I'm really hoping that my relationship that I'm currently in is alive and thriving and that she's out, you know, when I'm blowing spit bubbles, she's banging the gardener and just taking care of me. I fully expect. I mean, look, I have to be realistic with the age difference. There is a very good possibility I will be completely senile and she will still be a handsome woman in her 40s and 50s.
I must stop you.
Yes.
You're only 47.
Yes,
stop
I know.
It.
I know.
You ain't that old. It's because you live with a young chick.
What?
Do you feel this way about age?
Do I feel that? Do you think that's why?
I think so.
You think if I lived with somebody older, I would feel differently about age?
I think so.
I'm very aware of my age recently. Very, very much so. And this is well before the big 5-0. I'm very, very aware of it. I think about it every day. But, I've turned into a 21-year-old when I'm at that Giant because I have no patience.
Right. Hating makes you young.
Maybe you're right.
Sorry.
All right. F them.
And furthermore,
especially that old man with the cap that was walking slow until I get along the side of him, and then he starts to walk fast.
Right. Isn't it time to do away with the greatest generation?
You're here.
Isn't it time to do away with the greatest
now,
generation?
See, now you're tweaking me because you know that my mother is part of that generation.
As always, your mom gets a pass.
As she gets my mom gets a free pass?
Yes, they're not as great as they once were.
Well, and also, I don't think that's a process that you're going to need to accelerate. If you looked at some actuarial tables, I believe you'd find out that that's happening on a daily basis.
And also, I think...
You know, those little reunions they have, you know, at the Arizona aren't what they used to be.
Subconsciously, I think you're also thinking about the latest hijink that you've gotten yourself into with the station.
Yeah.
That stupid virtual physical thing you're going
to
do.
You can't say that. Jesus, what are you doing to me here?
Why, what?
But that's my, I'm doing the thing for the thing. I can't say stupid. Well, how do you even know it's stupid?
No. I meant that in a loving way, just with
they're your... They're a fine sponsor.
With your entire health process.
Oh, with that.
That's what I meant.
Hour and a half, I'm going to know from stem to stern exactly how I'm going to be.
Cool.
And I know nothing about it right now, and I'm gonna tell you all about it.
Oh, good. We look
See, and I know you've had that on your mind, and have you or have you not, in just to me, said over the last week or so, and we've talked about it...
Yes.
You said, hey, can you picture when I do the commercials? Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. I didn't know that I only had 30 days to live until I went to see XYZ client.
I was just speculating on what if there's bad news.
Right.
And I have to share the bad news. I would assume that even with an endorsement commercial, I would have to tell the truth. And if my if my results, which I got in a very quick way, and with very non-invasive procedure, the way I understand this thing is. Yes, Rob.
As always, you put a lot of thought into this. I said to Mike, he told me he's getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do they do? He said, I don't know. I said, what is it? I don't know.
Not yet,
no. And they look at your organs and they say, I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. So I'm having it.
I don't think I have to drink any dye or anything.
Good.
Like
that. Here was the winning move from Mike.
It's an hour and a half.
He said it's an
right
hour
up the street.
Very good.
It's an hour and a half.
It's an hour and a half.
And it's right up the street.
It's right up the street.
So who knows what they're going to be doing to you?
Well, I don't think they're going to have it's virtual. And that to me would indicate that they're not going to poke and prod.
Right.
I'm sure you're
but
fine.
Hey, I don't want to stay on the subject because somebody's going to say something and you're going to blow my deal.
No, I'm sure you're fine. Just have six friends that you like that are strong. That's all. Just have them ready.
That's a pallbearer joke.
Always.
That is a pallbearer joke from Mr. Spiewak. Well, anyway, it's just been a stressful morning. It really has.
I think you should
stop. And you think that's what I'm thinking about?
You should stop thinking about your health, stop thinking about your weight, stop thinking about being old. The one thing you should focus on is the thing you tapped into today that's going to keep you
young. My hatred?
The fact that you acted, that there was an old person that should not be out there operating in the year 2007.
The fight I got in was not with an old person, though. The guy that I had the fight with was...
The reason you were mad.
By early 50s. He was not
right,
like...
Right.
What?
The right word, fueled.
It was the fuel.
You fueled.
Oh, it was fueled, yes.
Mm. Fueled by fueled. The elderly, Mike.
And also, also Rosa. Rosa, the lady at the checkout.
Car. Rosa Parks?
No, it was not Rosa. This was not Rosa as much as Rosa.
And the other thing that's
Rosa
funny,
was also in the mid-50s, the see. Late 60s, and moving at a speed... That I was on the far end of the counters of the checkout counters, so maybe that's why they put Rosa down there.
He said we're shift workers too.
Yeah,
like we're lunch pail guys.
Well, we work shift. We work shift work. We work the afternoon shift.
We're fancy lads. We don't please.
Well, how would you not say that we're shift workers? That we don't work shift work.
We do workers.
We are shift workers, but we are not doing manly work. Hi, Joe.
Hi. They have self-checkout over there, don't
Joe.
They?
Yeah, I've done it before.
Joe, here's the problem with self-checkout.
But I hate self-checkout.
At any grocery store you go to with self-checkout, here's the snafu. Even if you do everything perfectly, and it's always impossible to beep everything underneath and get a clear reading, even if it all happens, you still got the human element at the very end where you have to wait for the checker to okay everything, which mucks up the whole thing and slows it up.
Not a Giant.
No, Giant, actually, they'll come by and... what happened to me the other day when I used self-checkout is I used self-checkout, and somebody threw the my stuff in a bag for me, and then I didn't even see them. I was doing all my thing. Now, you've gone to that Giant, right?
Yes, I have.
You know what I'm talking about. It's astonishing.
It's filled with old people.
It's astonishing. Wow. It's the slowest.
Guys,
it's the slowest giant I've ever been in.
Again, I'm hearing two separate points of view with one solution.
Common theme, yeah.
You know, I know your idealism is coming through.
Mike, I've let them all live somewhere together.
And I know you have shipped for your leisure camp idea since I've known you. You've had this idea, but you know it's never going to be implemented. I mean, society is getting older.
Yes.
Someone's going to identify that not as the utopia that you would plan it to be, but as what it really is. They would accuse you of, you know, doing what they did to the Japanese in World War II.
And what was so wrong with that? What was so wrong with that?
Well, I'm just saying
didn't we identify the people that we needed to identify?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to work on your PR spiel if you're going to.
How many times have I told you? No barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Just fences high enough that they can't climb out.
Yeah, I don't think those wouldn't have to be very high fences, probably.
You know, like 2-foot fences. And how many times have we had the discussion about
wheelchair ramps?
Okay, fantasy man.
Rascal Ramp.
In the camp.
How many times have we discussed My America, the reorganization of America?
Right.
Taking states, combining them, making bigger states smaller, smaller states bigger. I've wondered many times.
What is the age for the camps?
Case-by-case basis, Mike.
Good. Oh, thank God.
Case-by-case.
It's got to be a baseline, though. I mean,
you do have to have a baseline. When are they going to start being screened for the camps?
Oh, at 55. At 55.
Wow.
All right. So buzz are already would be screened right now. And in my perfect world, to get rid of some of these southern states, mm-hmm. which are just big pimples on the United States ass,
right?
You ship all of our old folks like to our problem states.
There you go.
To Alabama and
I mean, a lot of those problem states are in warm climates, so I think that's a good idea.
That. And in my mind, they're problem states because they're not exotic. They don't offer anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like Florida. They're not like California.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. It's Alabama. Please. Let's just ship all the people that piss you off at the grocery store
right
down to Alabama.
Okay.
Let them go to the old people's Alabama.
That will be fun. I'll enjoy that.
Come on. See, there's a solution to everything.
There is.
And
F you, Geronimo. He said to me as I was getting back in my car. Do you think there's any possibility whatsoever that the use of Geronimo was in some way, you know, like a generic Indian name?
No, are you kidding?
He thought I was you.
Yeah.
And that's when I turned around and, you know, just
pull out your genitals?
Yeah, and I said, please. No, actually, I asked him if I could his
Oh!
I said, we can make this all right now if you'll let me.
Thank you so much.
No, I got my wits about me and fled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. It took me a half hour to get out of this giant.
Oh, hold on. What happened to him?
How are you?
I'm not good. It took me a half an hour to get through. You know, I'm just buying six items.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Well, if you're having trouble, then you shouldn't be in the car. The car
goes on.
I know it goes on.
Can't hear a word you say.
Well, why don't you go in at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Where did you get that nickname?
You're up at 5 o'clock. Why don't you go at 8 o'clock in the morning, Jack?
I'm not here.
You are here. You're here in front of me walking slowly. It's not funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Next question.
You're ducking the issue, Jack.
Never a tremor of doubt in my mind.
Tremor of doubt in my mind. What, that you're going to hold up the whole line?
What is it?
I said that you're going to hold up the whole line?
Almost.
Almost what?
Do you know that my girlfriend...
I beg pardon?
Yeah. My girlfriend actually told me about that when I mentioned that thing that I called stupid, that virtual thing.
You'd heard
she
about
said
it before.
That, she said that she had heard ads for it and she wanted one.
Huh.
She can get one. Shut up!
I can get her. I probably can get her one.
Well, hey, let's not go crazy. I mean, I brought her home a pack of Sharpies the other night.
Let's start small.
Okay.
So the quota for the month is over.
I mean, let's
work our
way up. She is my girlfriend. Let's not go crazy here.
Once you see how she does the rest of the month, then you let me know if she wants that VP.
See if she can take care of those Sharpies.
Yeah. And I'll let you know how it goes.
When are you having that thing done? Do you even
Thursday,
know?
12 noon.
Oh, so like 2 days from now.
Yeah, the day after tomorrow. The day after tomorrow. I love saying that now after the movie. The day after tomorrow, Jack. But I mean, it's supposed to be non-invasive, so I don't think there'll be any probing, which is a good thing.
Like in the butt area. So what do they do? Do they actually like scan your body and
I will tell you on Thursday.
Organs?
I have no idea.
We don't know.
The one thing I did do though is I've gone off the smokes for 24 hours, and I will continue hopefully through the day of the physical, so that I can look the person in the eye when they ask me, like I always do, and go,
"Thank you, Mr.
Powell. Are you smoking?" And I'm saying, "No, I'm not."
It'll also help your readings to do that.
Last name Power, ooh. First name Will.
I need a virtual physical for that.
You just fart.
That's pretty bad.
P.U.
That's all that chemicals. The chemicals I wouldn't have gotten in the ball what'sies? That other god.
He's a good friend.
Oh no, not that. Well, I didn't see one real Italian in there. I saw a bunch of loveys in there, Mrs. Howell and Thurston.
Wouldn't it be nice to move them all to Alabama, Mike?
You know what I got? It just was such a disturbing time. I mean, I gave myself half an hour to just get some stuff, pick up some items for lunch, and I had this slick boy in his suit come by me in Balducci's and go, you know, he goes this way, I go this way. He goes the other way. And it's one of those deals where you have an impasse, and he looks at me and goes, sorry, buddy. You know, the kind of sorry, buddy, we're really, you know.
You hate that.
Seriously. I don't know. He might have meant well, but that's knock you on your ass
territory.
Hey, come on,
you know,
pal.
Sorry, buddy.
Hey, pal.
But it was like this is exactly how he says it. You know, first of all, he's about 30, and he's got short black hair, and he's got a gray suit on, you know. That's the little athletic fit suit that he's got on there. And I go right, he goes right. I go left, he goes, and it's one of these like that. He goes, sorry, buddy. And walks by me, and I was sitting there in the middle of Balducci's going, well, I can't cause this scene by just dropping this guy right now. What the hell am I going to do with that?
You have issues.
Yeah.
You think so? I do.
You got issues
that
today.
That should not anger you, really.
You have issues.
Well, no, you know what? At the time, I really didn't care. It was a momentary moment of, okay, sick.
Oh, my God, I know what's wrong with you.
What?
I swear to God.
What?
Look at you. You know what it is?
What?
It's UBS. I swear to Christ. Uncle Buck syndrome.
I don't get it.
Excuse me, not Uncle Buck. KRS.
What?
King Ralph syndrome.
King Ralph what?
You have on a Boston Red Sox jacket and a New Orleans Saints shirt on.
Oh.
What is King Ralph? I don't understand.
King Ralph is the movie with John Goodman.
Yes.
I think I've spoken about this before. He breaks the prime rule when he goes to England to meet the Queen. He has on a Cubs jacket with a Packers hat. We've discussed this many times before. You do not mix and match
teams.
Your sports teams.
Right.
And even though you cannot see New Orleans Saints, the way you have that zipped up,
uh-huh,
you can still see NFL.
No, you can't.
But, see, I know, and you know.
Are you wearing jeans with a Packers sweatshirt? You're not wearing the Sean Puffy Combs outfit that you wore yesterday, so you're not
that
all...
That was a Packers Sean Puffy Combs outfit.
Exactly, but I mean, I actually thought it looked good.
I don't make...
But you're not... Are you wearing Packers shoes today?
Yes.
All right. So you're not... Well, you know what? I'm not going to give you any grief on this. I understand.
I think it's like a jinx thing. I think, really. Think
well, you can't jinx the Saints anymore than anything. So, oh, my God, I can't jinx the Saints, but...
What? What?
Oh, no!
Oh! Think, oh,
no! No!
The curse is back.
You really think it'll jinx them? No! They haven't even reported.
It doesn't count because it doesn't even count because they haven't reported yet.
All because of...
They haven't reported to spring training, so it doesn't matter. This isn't going to jinx them for the season.
You're really a mess.
I'm just upset today.
You know, sometimes you make me feel better about myself.
Well, I just have that issue.
Thank you, Mike.
I shouldn't be jumping out of the car today.
No.
It's January.
Sure
it's
could.
Crappy.
You
it's crappy weather.
Oh, it's nice outside.
Goddamn groceries to
come
people,
on, it's nice
man.
Outside. I hate being
not
the optimist,
bad.
But look at it. It's nice outside.
Hey, do you think that, what's that thing? Peas, pot peas, pea in a pot. What's that thing?
Two peas in a pod?
Oh, pea pod. Grocery delivery service.
Bingo. That's what I was talking about. That's exactly what I said.
What do they? Would they come here, do you think?
Sure. To the station? Sure.
I'm avoiding this. I can't deal with this anymore.
I understand.
You know, I am becoming a little bit reclusive, though, because I used to love to get my little sandwich up at the Subway, and then I tired of that human contact. And now,
but aren't you always going to have some last-minute thing that you want to pick up?
And it's very, very simple. It's very simple. Boiled ham, smoked turkey, Wonder Light Italian bread, Weight Watchers yogurt, mustard, mayonnaise,
Kraft marshmallows,
combine in a bowl and serve warm. Another delicious taste treat from Kraft.
Okay.
Well, good. Thank you for letting me get that out of my system.
Michael's issues.
Yeah, they are. I probably do. This time of year, it's just horrible. What a horrible time of year this is.
You're old. Your girlfriend is young.
She's the only thing that's keeping me going.
That
God bless her. I love her to death. She's the best.
You're dying soon. You're having your health done soon.
You know, I'm going to blow that, too, because I know I'm being... She said to me a lot of times, you know, hey, how are you doing? Are you okay? Is everything all right? You know, and I know that, you know, it's too good right now. It's too good. I'm going to do something to screw that up or something's going on that I don't know about. I have total trust in her, but she's just going to tire of me. She's going to tire of these issues that I have, like they all do.
Why would she? I find them intoxicating.
Thank you, pal. You'll always have
that. Okay, buddy. Okay, buddy.
Sorry, buddy.
Don't forget, you also said that you fully expect within 20 years that your girlfriend will be banging the gardener, and you'll be okay with it.
I will be okay with it.
Drooling.
If I get to an age where I'm not cutting the mustard?
One of the finest men I've ever known.
You see her? You think that I do you think seriously?
What was the question?
You know
that I could
be?
deprive mankind?
You're going to be like that guy behind the behind the two-way mirror in the Clint Eastwood movie.
The old man.
Hold on, Mike's laughing so much his microphone's falling apart.
You mean the guy that actually gets his jollies by watching his wife do other men?
Because he can't do it.
No, I don't think I'll ever be at that level. But it is. Larry Hagman played a guy like that on Nip Tuck recently.
It certainly is interesting.
Really is.
Hey, hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, we got to hit a break. What's up?
I had a question about the King Ralph syndrome. I'm a firm believer in that. But what about college and pros?
Same thing, my friend.
You know, I'm a believer in it. You know what? My bad. And I say it in the purest sense of the word. I have made an error. This is not good. I will never do it. I will never do it again.
You can turn the day around.
Yeah.
Just take that Saints shirt off.
Done. I got another one of my fuzzy sweaters out in the truck. I will do that. Right. I will do that during the break.
Oh, I was hoping you could go shirtless.
All right.
No. You win.
You're sending mixed signals.
Remember the other day when you conceded on the thing, a dog call? I conceded on that.
Right. I'll make the switch during the break, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Howdy.
Yeah, I want to say hi first of all, Don and Mike. You're the greatest show out there. But 24 earlier, you're talking about how Jack's mini brother is the villain.
Mini brother. Mini me.
Yeah, well, his brother was like Dr. Evil last year on the show.
Absolutely. Right.
Well, the one scene where he sees the wife, well, did you take any resemblance to the son? Maybe is that Jack's son?
I thought maybe.
Oh, you think so?
Always possible.
Jack's son?
Yeah.
This guy is saying, do you think that the kid, remember when he met the kid and he said, hey, this is your Uncle Jack?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Do you think that, I hadn't thought of that. Did you really think that?
Oh, wow, yeah. Now that you bring that up, absolutely. Think about the
Might
moment they
had.
Why was there that moment
awkward
where he
moment,
stared at him?
Blonde and sullen.
Right.
Okay, one more thing before
and
we go to
like
break.
And he looks like Elijah Cuthbert.
Oh, that's excellent.
We'll pick this right up.
Yeah.
How many of you like me, and I know I mentioned this, Mike, before the show, had the same thought as me. When it came up on the show that Kiefer Sutherland's father, with Philip Bauer,
right.
How many of you thought like me you're going to see Donald Sutherland?
I hope so.
Is Donald Sutherland going to be on the show?
Does anybody know? No. We saw, if you saw the previews, you saw who Dad is going to be.
Oh, I didn't. I never watched the previews.
A kindly old man from 6 feet under.
James Cromwell.
The guy that was in Babe?
Right.
Yeah.
The guy who talked to the pig?
I originally thought the butler that he talked to was his father. And I said, that's a horrible piece of casting.
It's a real shame they couldn't have gotten Donald.
Yeah. Donald Sutherland would have kicked ass.
Oh, he would have been perfect.
And he could have showed his ass.
Too much of a peacenick. I don't know if he would go on this show.
Really?
Donald Sutherland.
All right.
Old hippie.
Okay. Kiefer Sutherland's kind of hippie, too, isn't he?
Yeah, in his own way.
He's a violent hippie, though. I forgot that he urinates on Christmas trees and then tackles them. Yeah. All right, hold on a second. We got to do this right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Mike Show.
And this thing.
What thing?
Kind of a birth defect thing.
Oh, geez, man, I didn't know. What is it?
I have a tail.
For you, Mike.
Thank you.
Huh? A tail. What do you mean, like a story?
No, a tail. It's like a waggy tail.
Oh.
My backbone is longer than it's supposed to be. It's like a genetic abnormality. It's a vestigial tail.
You do not.
Yeah, I do.
Get out.
Right. You see, if I can't even get my best friend to accept it, how am I supposed to expect some woman to?
Wait a second. Are you for real? Because if you are, I gotta see this.
No, you don't want to see it.
No, I don't want to. I got it.
Good Lord.
Right. You believe me now?
Oh, man, it really does wag.
Oh, I'm nervous. I'm happy.
Wow.
The Don and Mike Show. Hey, man with a tail, not John Cougar, Mike.
When I'm nervous or happy.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Regis?
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm waking all over.
Of and lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Do it. Lick it.
Wonderful.
Lick it. Suck it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh. Yeah, I want to tell Mike, you know, I'm only 3 years younger than him. He's what, 48?
47.
He's 47, I'm 44. And I was listening to him before. He made me reach for, with one hand, I reached for the Xanax. The other hand, I reached for the Geritol. Mike, I have one question for you. When you were in that store?
Yeah.
Where's your cough detector now?
Yeah, that's a good little dialect.
That guy.
He covered his voice very well with that sort of yangerie. I'll drag you out of town on a rail.
That guy.
Yeah, watch out. I'm sure there were people in that store that sound like that.
And here you go with your grocery store and your problems about your impending demise.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the bulletin of bulletins for you today.
Yeah.
That this morning when I stood nude... in front of my... Well, there you go. Thank you, guys.
I'm not applauding, Rob.
Go slower.
Rob applauded.
You almost did.
Yeah, and sometimes I follow his applause blindly.
A lot of times we're like apes. You know, we applaud when we like something. Or the other day when we didn't like something, it was...
We applauded when we hated something.
A subtle nuance. It was a very slow...
Right. Yes.
The sarcastic.
Like when Rudy comes back out on the field after he decides not to quit.
Anyway, standing in front of the mirror today and looking at myself again, thinking, you know, thank you, God.
Yes. Thank you for your blessing.
Lottery winner I am, the white Terrell Owens.
Hello, Prince.
Looking at myself going, that hair coming out from my armpits, even when my arms are at my side, has been driving me crazy. So today I took the little scissors that you use to trim, beard hair and mustache hair, and actually went at it.
Did you cut yourself? You actually took it away?
Now, I want to be clear
about
this.
Everybody has that, though.
I want to be clear about this. I did not shave my armpit.
No. You actually cut it with scissors?
Yes, what I did was, now let me see if I can explain this to you, because I would show you, but the hair is not there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For instance, when my left arm is at its side, there would be a tuft of hair that was sticking out of the side.
And that's what bothered you?
Drove me nuts.
Too much.
On both arms.
Do you have the tuft that sticks out, Buzz?
Not presently, no.
Did you cut it?
Yeah, I've trimmed mine.
I have had more than one person since I brought this up. Of course, Buzz trims it.
Of course.
So do I. I've had more than one person.
What does that tell you, Grasshopper?
More than one person.
That Don and I are gay.
They told me that, as you guys said, it could be a result of some weight loss, that my arms
are
a little
smaller. That's exactly what it is, right?
Either way, I'll take that as the excuse. All I know is that this hair was sticking out. So what I did was I got some of that gel that you put on your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I gelled up my armpit hair, and actually there was enough of it that I had it coming to a fine point, almost like, do you remember the hair that used to come out of the top of those troll dolls?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Very well.
Right. Yeah. Think of one of the miniature trolls that you would get.
You actually twisted it into a point and then cut it?
Yes, I did.
And how did it look after you got done cutting it?
I have, and I'm an idiot.
Do you think anybody in the world is concerned about your underarm hair outside of you?
No.
But you do it because you think someone might see you.
Well,
you're better about yourself. I mean, the beach season is so far away.
You never know. It's just one of those things. It's like I look at myself and go, God, that looks creepy.
Right.
Look at all that hair coming out. Jesus Christ. So
what does your lady feel about it? How does she feel about that? Have you inquired about that?
No.
Really?
No. Why? Listen, why would I ask her?
Because she's the only one that'll see it.
But why would I ask her about an obvious deficiency that I have physically? It's like opening the door towards everything else.
Don't you think, though, because of your weight loss and because you've been heavy for a long period of time where you wouldn't be able to see that, now that you see it, don't you think that's there with many, many people?
Well, I don't know. All I know is that
look at a basketball game sometimes.
I sure did feel like the queer of queers, because what I had, and I wish I hadn't been rushing today, I wanted to bring it in. Well, it's still sitting on my counter, on my bathroom counter.
Of course it is, with the toenails.
Are the two front tufts of hair that I got from each armpit, and then I actually reached around to the back.
Oh, I reached around.
And, like so. See, now, my God, Mike, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't have the...
What are you doing?
Even if I was thin, I don't have the hair.
Your hand was just going all the way up your shirt and feeling up your arm. And don't
you know
smell
what,
your fingers.
You know what that smell is?
Lady?
Lady Santa Perspirant.
Now, we both have... We've found in the past, we have the hairiest backs on the show.
Yes.
But I don't have
a lot of... Yours, I believe... You've got more body hair, much more body hair than I do.
I think maybe now your back might beat me because I finished my treatments.
Really?
Yes. Of course, they weren't very successful, just moderately successful.
I've got a reason.
Another one of the medical procedures that was traded out on this show for commercials.
But I don't have a lot of underarm hair.
I don't have a lot of underarm hair. I really don't. I've got a reasonable, two little tufts of back hair, but that's about all.
This was why I had the problem. I don't have a lot either.
Right.
But I had.
You don't have any back hair at all, do you?
No. I had a couple of, just more than one or two wild hairs.
Wild
hairs. So I had these four little tufts, and by the time I was done, they almost looked like little Smurf heads.
Right.
Because of the way, you know, the way that they were cut, because I had twirled them into these little twisty things, and I had four, there are four of them sitting on my, by the sink.
eBay.
I am just hoping, that nobody goes in there and cleans up today.
eBay.
Cause I
are you going to bring them in?
Bring them in.
Yes. Get them right out to the fans?
Share them with you guys.
Thank you.
Share them with you guys. And I think, really, I am not overselling this when I tell you that although I still have more than enough hair.
Down there.
Underneath the armpits. I got out the ruler.
Right.
And each of the tufts from the front are over 2 inches long.
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I'm not. Too. Maybe you do have a problem. Well, no, I mean, maybe
thanks, buddy. Thanks, pal.
Say more. Well, I figured a half an inch, maybe.
I got out a ruler.
I believe you.
2 inches is that far,
right.
And that is how much, and there are four clumps. Now, the ones from the back are not as big as the ones from the front.
You know what's going to be great is when you bring them in tomorrow, the gel will have hardened. It'll be like little solid hunks.
That's long, though, so you really... Maybe
it's curly in its natural state, right?
And I certainly...
Not really.
I certainly could have done...
that's other hair.
I could have made this move. I could have lifted my arm up and
pulled it down.
And gone just snip, 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 snip.
Right. But instead you pulled it through the crease.
Thank you, Mike.
And still got 2 inches. Maybe you do have... inordinately long armpit. Now I'm beginning to. I really thought it was just some hang-up you had.
No,
if it's that long, then maybe you did need to trim.
Would you be?
Was it long enough to like curl up around the shoulder part?
It went from right here, from like the armpit, to all the way here,
right
by the top of my shoulder.
There's no way I could ever do that. So maybe you did need to trim.
And even now, I'm going to do the same thing you just did.
Yeah.
Even now,
still got them.
That I trimmed it.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, they're still. I can still. I didn't get them all.
Still quite a bit. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, you
it's like crazy right. Under there. I mean, I just put my arm down at my side, and I feel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It's at least 20.
Oh,
that's a manly smell under my armpits.
Yeah.
Mine.
Red Zone.
That's
Old
right.
Spice Red Zone.
Tony Stewart, Old Spice.
I tried. I really did. I really tried to go for it. I was in the CVS and actually went up to that, and I look at the deodorant. I'm still staying with my Satin Breeze.
Do what I do.
What's that?
I don't use any.
Ugh.
Oh, okay. Coming from a man who doesn't wear underpants
either. When have I ever smelled bad? Ever. Ever.
Oh, you didn't. Nobody told you about
your
video?
You don't want to know.
January 10th?
You know, we really used to call, we were thinking about calling you Bob Burbank.
Over Bob Seska.
No, I don't think so.
B.O. Burbank.
I thought you were still talking about B.O. Bob.
I believe in taking care of myself.
Me too.
And a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise routine.
Buzz Burbank.
In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches.
Yeah.
Then I apply an herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine.
It works.
I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol. Because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer. Then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion.
Right.
And then I trim my armpit hair and go to some chick's house and put on a poncho and get out my chainsaw and play Huey Lewis for her.
Hey, Paul!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don Mike.
Hi there.
How are you? I'd like to let you know that my wife cuts my armpit hair while I lay on a towel.
Sexy.
That is kind of sexy. Does that help your sex life?
No, but the reason why I lay on a towel is because if any erroneous hairs that she isn't holding on to, they just fall on the towel. and then we just fluff the towel out the window.
How do you trim hers?
And then you hear your neighbors sneezing.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm wondering about your technique. Why the gel? I don't understand. Explain that. I don't understand why the gel.
I understand it completely.
Because what I didn't want to do was...
You don't want stray hairs. You want it all
I wanted
even.
To get it all in a clump, and I wanted to get it all evenly
the
cut.
The same principle as when they wet your hair when they're going to cut it in a barber.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you could have let them grow longer, and then you could have... Brought them each, you know, around the front and around the back, and then around your bicep and tying them like a square knot.
That was my goal, my friend. I will bring in the leave-ins tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can play games with them.
Already have something to look forward to on the show tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing, Radio Gods?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Good. You know, I just have this image of your little armpit hairs as looking like little rhino horns. And you could grind those up and sell them to Chinese people for aphrodisiacs.
You know, little rhino horns would be right along.
They kind of point upwards, don't they?
Because I put the gel on them and because I sat there and, you know, almost like if you give someone a purple nurple, you know, I just twirled and twirled and twirled and twirled and twirled and twirled.
Moistened, twirled, moistened and twirled.
Moistened and twirled.
Those are very, very long.
And then I cut
2 inches.
Lots of armpit here. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Howdy.
Hey, Don, I got to warn you. My brother was dating a stripper, and she wanted him to shave his beanbag. And so he trimmed first, and he took out a chunk and was walking funny for a month.
Okay, sir, I'm talking about my armpits. I'm not going to shave my
brim and caught a little bit. Not a chunk or anything, but I caught a little bit, and that was the end of the experiment.
Yeah.
I was trying to, neaten the garden.
How did you go right from my armpit to my balls?
No, we're talking about shaving, getting rid of unwanted hair.
He was just saying be careful with scissors. That's all.
Well, of course. I've always been kind of fascinated by that when you watch an adult film and you see... you know, guys that have actually not necessarily gotten completely shaved, but have just, you know, trimmed up a little bit. I've always thought that might be kind of interesting.
One of the
I don't believe my girlfriend cares for that idea.
One of the films Buzz got me recently for a holiday is called The Masseuse. He got me a wonderful dual version. It was originally done like in the 70s, and then Janet Jameson redid it.
Oh,
and of course the movie. Is around my favorite topic in pornography.
Right.
And what the guy does is, in both the original in the 70s and the remake with Jenna Jameson, he goes to a place to get a handy.
Yeah.
And when he's laying on the table, he asks her to shave him first.
Really?
Yeah. So she does it.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Not bad. Not bad.
Thank you.
Drive carefully. Not bad. Yeah. I've seen that movie about a thousand times.
I might have to give Mr. Burbank a few dollars and have him bring me some gifts.
Happy to.
That sounds interesting.
I often wonder which is better, the Jenna Jameson one or the one with the old broad.
Do they show both the old one and the...
Yeah, it's a two DVD pack. It's like
you've watched both of them?
Yeah.
Which do you like better?
I like the older one better.
Really?
But Jenna Jameson, nothing wrong with her.
The older one is better, huh?
Who's the old bride?
You know, the old bride, I don't know who she is, but she looks like that. Remember that chicken Playboy when we were kids? That chick that was in front of the...
stood in front of the fireplace?
In front of the paneling.
The famous centerfold.
Deborah Jo Fondren. That is what she looks like. Brunette, statuette.
Got the long hair.
Big, beautiful jugs. And all she is doing... And the movie is called The Masseuse.
Right.
All she does is just shave him and then handy him. And then he comes back the next day and he says... God, I really love that handy. How about a BJ?
Oh, it's a progresses.
Yes.
He works his way up the ladder.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, he does.
Fascinating.
Maybe 2,000 times I've seen that film.
Really?
Maybe.
Yeah, he shaves. That's cost effective if you, you see one that you have and you watch it, 2,000 times.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, 2,000 times.
That's almost a $25,000 savings.
If you think of pay-per-view, you're right.
Yeah, absolutely, I'm thinking pay-per-view.
I can't tell you how many times I have put a DVD in that Buzz has gotten me.
Uh-huh.
I've watched it for 3 minutes.
Right.
And then really, I've said, I just saved myself $15.
Uh-huh. That sounds like it's got good production values and all that other good stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty good, Mike.
Now, Mike, I still owe you a Christmas gift. And
yes.
You said you're in need, so... If you could, as Don has done, let me know some ideas, what genre I'm shopping in.
Okay.
I'd be happy to set you up.
All right, no problem.
Mike likes ass play.
No, I don't. No, I do not like that.
Yes,
not
on you the, do.
No, I really. I don't like those movies that that show. I hate watching that.
Not on the big screen.
Sure you do.
Sort of.
Gotcha.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, Don. Can you tell that story again slowly?
Oh, can you get out of here, please?
Wow, get on the phone.
Please. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Howdy, what's up?
I am also a member of the Maine Grooming Club.
All right.
And I hurt myself. You got to be careful, man.
Dangerous.
I got this thing for Christmas. It's on, like, a swivel attachment, and then... If you're not supposed to, like, usually I got to ask the wife to do my back, like, before I go to the beach, like, once a year. I thought this way I wouldn't have to bother her. And
this is Robin Williams calling in right now.
I am pretty, I'm a beast, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have to shave the part of your neck between your chest and your neck?
Oh, that's a good question.
Otherwise it'll connect.
I think of it as accidentally shaving too low.
Yeah, okay,
you know
but,
what I mean?
But it would connect, right?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I go in the bathroom, I lock myself in there, I bring a little mirror, and started the back, and that was fine. And then I'm looking at my chest, I'm like, I'll do a little trim. And I went too far.
Faggot.
And, I cut my nipple there.
Yeah.
Very painful.
Sure.
Then I figured, you know, what the heck? So I went ahead and I did down there.
And cut the other nipple.
Yeah, and you know what? I snipped the baggage a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That hurt.
Okay.
That hurt.
All right, okay, I'm hanging up on that guy.
You know, my sister...
I don't want to hear that.
My sister and brother-in-law used to have this really good friend named Howie. And Howie, this will probably get back to Howie. Howie's the hairiest guy I've ever seen.
Wow.
And now Harry Howie is all gray. But they had a great nickname for him. They called him the Loom.
The Loom. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, idiots, both of you.
Thanks, right, hi.
Hey, that adult actress, the fine one that looks like an Indian lady, her name is Hyapatia Lee. She actually pretends to be Cherokee, but I think she's just straight up white.
Is that the one in the
That's
masseuse?
Confirmed. We just brought that up on the internet.
Oh, it's Hyapatia Lee.
And the gentleman is Randy. The gentleman is Randy Spears.
She was great.
Yeah. Boy, is she great.
She's thinking about guys in porn. And you get guys that have been in 7,000 movies, the same guys. Yeah. You get tired of seeing them.
Yeah, well, she's good.
Yeah, Hyapatia Lee. You're right.
Man.
1990.
Is that when she did?
Yeah.
So it wasn't in the 70s?
No.
Wow.
The 90s.
When was the Jenna Jameson one done?
That'd be very modern. Okay.
2004, right.
I think Hyapatia Lee surpasses Jenna Jameson in her prime.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jenna Jameson, listen, she's great and everything, but I mean,
think she's a tad skanky.
You can see, though, I mean, she's like Scar City.
Like a porn actress wouldn't be skanky.
She is Scar City when you take a look at those boobs.
Oh, absolutely.
I got a couple of her virtual CDs where, like, she does whatever you want.
Right.
You know, I mean.
I didn't know you were such a collector.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I think I
had something to do with that.
You had everything to do with that. He got me one where she, like, gets in crazy poses.
Really?
Yeah, and...
Is Jenna Jameson one of your favorites?
Not really. She was a gateway, a porno gateway for me.
Okay.
And because of those scars, she may not survive in the new high-def world of porn.
Yeah, anyway, there's one of these things, Buzz got me, this interactive one where she's, like, bending over and going, "Hi, baby," and she bends over and you just see a scar.
Do they have, because he got me that high-def video thing.
Yes, they
do
they now
have.
We just talked about this the other day.
Oh, that's right, we did,
one
right.
One of the companies is Digital Playground is coming out with four a month, every month, starting next month.
High-def porno.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Video God.
Howdy.
Hey, what I always found quite exhilarating was taking the old roommate's Norelco razor and shaving.
Dan's alone on that one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Well. Gosh, I'll bring the armpit hair in tomorrow.
Some fan's going to be very lucky tomorrow on the show.
See about bringing you some porno in tomorrow, Mike, that you might enjoy.
Well, you know what you talked about? That's interesting.
Coming up next.
I really, really, really hated that.
Okay, here we go. American Idol on tonight. Uh-huh. Not 2 hours because Bush has to go on.
Right.
Bush baby has to go on.
So will it be on at 9 or 8?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
All right.
One of the questions that we have had over the last couple of weeks has been, what is the process actually like?
Oh, fantastic.
Remember I told you that I read over the weekend in the New York Times a big article with Simon Cowell. right? A serious article where he said, we're not cruel that these people who suck, like the retarded people, we tell them up front, you're retarded, you stink, and they still want to be on the show. We were wondering what it was like. Well, we got a guy, we're going to talk to him here in a second, who auditioned for American Idol 2 years ago.
Okay.
He did get to sing in front of the big three,
mm-hmm.
and he will answer all of our questions about what went on with American
Excellent.
Idol.
Oh, I can't wait. That's great.
So
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong tip. I meant to.
Shut up.
Thank you.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Thank you. But he still lives at number 31, huh?
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
See, here's the problem. For those of you playing along at home,
yes.
button 32 is Simon saying shut up,
right?
Shut up.
Number 33 is Simon saying terrible.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
And number 31, which is right next door, is
I'm Pat O'Brien and I'm an alcoholic.
There you go.
But you can always hear that.
What's sure number 20?
Number 20?
Yeah.
My name is Betty and I'm an alcoholic.
That kind of ties into the Pat O'Brien.
We have a match. We'll be back with the American Idol.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You are some of the tarts from American Idol.
Simon, dude, you have an opinion, that's your opinion. But man, you really went too far.
He's mentally retarded.
Yes, that's very true, Simon. You know, that just isn't nice at all. You know, Simon, it's all about character.
He's mentally retarded.
And I know that's what you're trying to do on a TV show, but can you lay off the media a little bit and be a little nicer?
Shut up.
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3.
Simply Cow Heat. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, so it's on tonight. Everyone will watch it except Buzz. Only on for an hour tonight. Well, we've been wondering since they've had the latest, like, bug-eyed Bush baby guy and the Special Olympics guy and the mother and daughter with the pasty skin and the very red lips.
Can they get any better?
We were wondering how they go through the real process, really, on American Idol. Let's now welcome to the show. Oh, the guy's name is Dre Black.
Hi, Dre.
Hey, Dre.
Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, my friend? Dre auditioned for American Idol 2 years ago.
Yep.
When guy for that pretty boy from Sugar Ray was on the panel,
right?
Yeah, Mark McGrath. Mark McGrath. Mm-hmm.
All right, so what we are wondering...
I got so many questions about behind the scenes.
First, how far did you get when you auditioned?
Well, it was three phases of auditions. I made it past the first two, and then the third audition was actually in front of Simon, Paula, and Randy.
You know, Mike, there's something we didn't know right there, that there are
three phases.
There are two auditions before they get in front of the big three.
Now, are you able to see other people audition in the early stages? I know they keep you, you know, out of the room when you're before Randy and Simon and Paula, but my question is, do they let people that are so bad they're good through, and do they tell them that? I mean, there's so many questions about the phases you go through. You know, how isolated are you when you're auditioning in the early rounds, and do you know what happens? Because I really have no idea how it works. All we see, obviously, on television is when they're auditioning in front of the big three.
Right. Well, the initial audition, which was the first audition, you know, they put you in a big room, so it's like everybody's in that room.
Okay, so everybody sees you auditioning.
Yeah, everybody's in there auditioning. I mean, like, they separate you in, like, it was like 30 groups in there, and like 30 groups was actually singing on at the same time in front of the associate producer, so it was just like, you know, people trying to scream over each other, people singing this song, people singing that song.
Oh, that's gotta be fun.
Yeah, so it's the first audition was kind of crazy because you really didn't know what to expect.
All right, Dre,
you know?
Here's a follow-up on that. When you were in this big cattle call with everybody singing at once, did you notice anybody going to the challenged person, the borderline retarded person, and saying to them, we got to have you right now?
Well, I didn't actually see it personally, but... You know, when I made it through, you know, that first initial stage,
right.
And then I got to the second audition phase where I auditioned in front of the executive producers. I believe his name is Nigel, and the other guy's name is Simon, too. But during that phase, I got a chance to see how it really works, you know what I mean?
And how does it really work at the second phase? I mean,
second phase, you know, the people that aren't so great, you know, they kind of just whisk them on through, and, you know, they audition again for the judges, and, you know, they whisk them on through that round.
All right, let me stop you right there, because that's where we were yesterday was with the questions. Those people you're talking about that aren't that good, they're obviously being whisked through because they're there for comic relief. Do they say anything to them to indicate that that's true, or do they just get them through really quickly so they can let the big three judges handle it?
Yeah, they get them through really quickly, and actually, how I also know is because it was this girl, that you're down there so long, and you meet everybody, and you kind of form little bonds with people.
Right.
And this one girl, she was absolutely horrible, you hear me? And she was picked to do like something extra, you know, where you get extra camera time, and, just because she was so bad, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it was clearly, that she could not sing at all.
All right, Dre, here's something I read in the New York Times over the weekend. I mentioned this a couple of times, that Simon Cowell said that when they get someone that's really awful, they, meaning the big three, they say to them before they roll cameras, you're really no good, and we're just going to say bad stuff to you. And those people go on anyway. To your knowledge, do they actually do that?
Yeah, well, if you notice, this season was the first season that I've really noticed that, that the bad ones, they really let them sing a long time. Usually they'd be like, no, okay, that's enough. Thank you. They stop you in the middle of it. But this season, it seems like they're carrying it on just a little bit more, just for the extra shock value or, the humor value, for TV.
Here's another one for you. The final audition, because you were not one of the retarded people, You made it to the third round. They must have thought you had some talent. Did they tell you what song to sing? Did they give you options? Did they give you hints? Or did you just go and just do whatever you want?
Okay, well, when I auditioned for the second time in front of the executive producers, I sang Rock With You by Michael Jackson. And then they told me to sing another song, and I sang Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
Right, they probably said, don't sing the song by the pedophile, sing the song by a reverend.
Right, and that's exactly what he said. He said, I think that you should sing Let's Stay Together besides, Rock With You. I think Let's Stay Together will really, secure you a spot, in Hollywood. So I'm like, okay. So that's what I sang for the judges. But apparently the judges didn't like that choice. They told me, they would have preferred me singing Rock With You.
So at that point, then, do you go back to Nigel? I mean, well, you already kicked off the show.
You're done at that point.
You're pretty much done at that point.
It was a split decision. Who liked you?
Well, Randy liked me. Paula was in the middle. Randy was really he really digged me. He gave me a guess. Paula was kind of in the middle. Simon was like, the thing about singers like me is that they get halfway through the competition and then they get booted off, which I still to this day really don't understand what that meant.
Well, that's got to kill you, though, if Paula was on the fence.
Yeah, she was on the fence, and it was really, and I just knew that she was going to be the one that was, all for me, because even when in my audition, when I was singing, I made sure that I made eye contact with Paula and was kind of like, giving her hand gestures, trying to sing to her.
That's got to kill you as you go forward watching the show, especially seeing people that you think you were better than.
And here's another
thing. Oh, man, yeah.
And
it kills me because, when I watch it now and just seeing how, people just stop and say, well, let me sing another song, and then that second song that they might sing, change their minds. And, when they told me, stop, that was enough, I didn't even think to say, well, let me sing another song, or let me, I just was like, okay, whatever.
Not that it matters now, sing 30 seconds for us of, if you don't mind, of Let's Stay Together, and then sing 30 seconds of Rock With You.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Good.
All right.
Let's stay together.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you wanna do, it's all right with me.
That was horrible.
You make me feel so brand new.
Shut up.
And I don't wanna spend my life with you.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes.
Oh, Simon, shut up.
What are they called?
Simon, shut up.
Bush baby.
You are sexy.
The bush baby.
Okay, now sing the Michael Jackson, please.
Now that, as far as, the people we're listening to, you are on key. You can sing a tune,
right.
Which is, that's got to get you through, I would say, the first round, right?
Right.
And then that got you, obviously, to the big three.
So now let's hear the kid toucher, some Michael Jackson.
Okay. Girl, close your eyes. Let the rhythm get into you.
Don't try to fight it, cause there ain't nothing that you can do. Oh, relax your mind.
Hey, Dre. Dre. Simon was right. Yeah. He's one of the people that would make it halfway through.
I wanna fuck with you. Oh no.
All right, I'm giving you a round of applause.
What the bloody hell was that?
So I totally like the Al Green.
It was almost non-human.
Oh, Simon, stop that.
You liked Al Green
That's
better.
That's terrible.
So now do you have a chip on your shoulder, Dre, against American Idol?
Of course not.
When you go out and you try to get gigs singing, do you tell people I made it almost on American Idol?
No, I mean, I used to, you know, kind of when it, you know, first ended. You know, I love American Idol. I don't think I would audition again. Just for the simple fact that, you know, the whole process is really draining. And when you see a lot of those people really crushed and broken, I mean, that stuff is for real, I mean, because you wait so long for one.
What is the, you know, that's a good question. What is the total time commitment? How much time before you get there? I'm talking arriving until you get in front of Simon, Paula, and Randy.
Okay, well, if the audition was actually on a Wednesday, I went there Tuesday night around 10 o'clock. Pretty much I was towards the end of the line because, as you know, people were lined up prior way before,
right.
You know. So I got there like 10 o'clock that night, and I did not see I didn't go to the first audition until 8 p.m. on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, and look, mind you, I didn't go down there with, I didn't have any money on me. I had no food. Oh. I had no change of clothes. I had
You're saying the
12
first,
hours.
The first audition was not until 12 hours later?
Yeah, that was just the first audition. And then I had to come back the second day for the second audition. It was a whole other process.
Imagine how bad, like, the retarded people must smell. They've been waiting, like the Bush baby guy, you've been waiting 12 hours with that guy stinking up the joint.
Well, no wonder the people like have total meltdowns too, because it's so stressful when they get to, that level. And how did Paula appear to you?
Yes.
Paula is very short in person, I must say.
Short? Did she appear to be effed up?
Even then when I auditioned in front of them, you know, it was the whole process was so surreal to me. It was like it wasn't even happening when it was going on. But like Simon, he seemed really cool. He was very cool and laid back. Paula was, I don't know if she was going through something that day, but she was kind of more like on edge compared to Randy and Simon.
Yeah. All right. Mike just did the Paula Smith.
Sure.
Dre, thank you. Last question.
Yes.
Do you think, I mean, of course, in some ways it's rigged, as we said, that they pulled the not great people to the front. Do you think you got gypped? Do you think it's a fix? Do you think it's a setup? Do you think it's a clean game? You know what I mean? I mean, is it really a talent competition or at this point?
You had said, do you think they put people through that it's kind of prearranged where they get these?
That's what I'm wondering.
Is the fix in any way or do you think this is completely legit?
Well, I think that it's fix only up until the point where they start picking the actual singers to compete in when they select their final 12 or 32 or however many it is that they pick. You know, I think that's when it really gets legitimate because, you know, you only can really do it just be good. You got to sing for real. You know, you can't come in with gimmicks at that point. So I think that the actual audition process, like, you know, what we're seeing on TV now, is just part of the whole, you know, to get people riled up, to get excited, and to create a whole big hoopla, you know. And then when it gets into the actual competition, I think that's when it's for real.
All right, Dre Black, thanks for being on the show, dude.
Awesome.
No problem.
Thanks for everything we needed to do. Thank you, man. That was fantastic.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Nice guy.
All right, so
really, really nice guy. Answered everything. I believe you talk to somebody at that level that hasn't made it through, you're going to get a lot more of the real deal than if you talk to a guy like my friend Travis Tucker out there who has, you know, made it to the top 12, because I think they have to sign some stuff that really, you know, the people that get farther along in the competition, they really can't do a lot of talking.
I thought it was interesting that there were the three sets of judges, and the second he nailed with the Nigel and the other Simon, other producers, and how about that he wanted to do his song, and they said no.
I know.
Interesting.
Wow. All that crap about a TV show. Buzz, are you not now at least a little bit intoxicated to watch it tonight?
No, because to me, every night, every show, every season is the same. And the thing that my latest observation is that it's a show that purports to take an average person and make them a superstar, when really it's just people who are already extremely good, or people who don't have a snowball's chance in hell. The middle gets left out of that, I think.
But the thing is,
it's great though, Buzz.
You might be right about the middle being left out, but as far as the sameness rap, you're absolutely wrong. The thing that makes it great is that it is so unique. You never know who you're going to see.
The people
and
really,
even with the real talent, you never know what kind of talent you're going to see. The winners would prove that. You've had different types of winners every single season. You really have. And that's what I like about the show.
I think really what they should do, if we're going to take this seriously, I was having this discussion with my girlfriend over the weekend about how I believe that American Idol is popular with men partly because men look at it almost like a sporting event.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. The guys that are really into it, you think like you do with football or basketball or baseball. You think,
that's the same reality.
I'm going to have, there's going to be a show on Tuesday,
right,
and then there's going to be a playoff on Wednesday night, and it's going to be live, and I'm going to see somebody win, and I am going to see somebody lose.
Right.
So if that's the case, and that's how we look at it every year, like
right,
the Super Bowl of TV, why not just make the first couple of episodes preseason?
Mm-hmm.
Why not make them exhibition?
Right.
Why not say, all we're going to do tonight is just show you,
entertain you,
all crappy ones.
Right.
All crappy ones for 2 weeks.
I can answer that.
Are you going to say that people would burn out on the crappy ones?
Not that they would burn out, but as much as I love to see the crappy people, I do like to see the occasional person who has a chance of getting through.
Have you seen that?
That makes it more interesting.
Okay, hold on. Have you seen that person yet this year?
I've seen people I've seen the two kids from India might have a chance to go a little further along. I have not seen anybody yet who I think has a chance to be in the final group at all. You know, but I mean that I believe in Memphis you're going to get that. I think tonight you might get a little bit of that.
Well, I think it's a great analogy about the sports fight.
It's totally, man, that is so spot on, because the sports, it's the competition. And then when you latch on to somebody that you really like,
it's like rooting for your team.
Oh, completely like rooting for your team.
The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
You know, and NASCAR is the same. Somebody said, how do you get into NASCAR? You pick
a driver.
You pick a driver.
Right.
That's when it turns around for you. Who's your driver?
And it's also like any reality show, as they're setting the table for how it's ultimately going to end, they let you see what they want you to see. I mean, they've probably got some really great competitors that all we're going to see of them is waving their yellow ticket.
It does frustrate me a little bit on American Idol when you see, and we also had some talented people, and you see the people coming out high-fiving, and you never get to see them perform.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like sports. Why not just make it like the preseason? Okay. You're not going to see what Peyton Manning play in this game. Face it. It's the first game of the preseason.
Right.
If you're really a sucker for bad football and for bad players, watch it.
You know, the cliche, don't fix it if it ain't broken, has never been more apropos right now. Because really what they're doing the right thing right now.
They're winning.
Because we're watching it. We're watching it.
We're talking about it.
We love it. I do love it. It's the best. I mean, because
we're dopes.
Fox has the two best shows on television every January. That's the way it's going to be for
me. Here's why really it's like it's so sports-oriented. Yeah. I am planning my day around it today.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, really, to the point where I'm thinking, I said to my girlfriend, we're going to have to eat tonight after 9 o'clock. And she said, why? I said, well, because I don't want to eat while I'm watching American Idol. And she said, well, the president's coming on tonight. I said, well, we can eat during that.
Right.
Really, that's my mindset.
Can you?
We can't.
Let me. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
No, there is no eating during American Idol.
Right.
And I'll be watching the State of the Union tonight. I will be watching that.
Yeah.
Just to see if there's any booing.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, which there won't be.
We'll
that's the way our system works, you know.
We'll
I wish he would put on a show. Come out with a real Bush baby. I mean, come out with a baby of the Bush family.
Or how about coming out and sobbing and begging us for forgiveness?
Now, Mike, listen, you can't go wrong with babies. I think Bush comes out there tonight on
holding
TV.
A baby. How about he walks into the chamber, the House chamber, holding a baby?
That's what I'm thinking.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
You know, the baby in the blanket? Coming in going, anything.
This is George Bush the Fifth.
Making him look more.
This is George H.W.H. the Fifth.
More personable.
This is the son of my sister's grandson's niece.
Make you forget that there were just 28 guys killed in Iraq just this last weekend?
Amazing.
For God's sakes.
What's he going to say? It's, you know, it's going to be the same old, same old.
Get her done. We got to do this. Thank you, Dre Black. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
Like a backwards moon fart. The Don and Mike Show.
Brain fart. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I auditioned too for the Simon Show.
Just the pull. Is that the pull finger guy?
I don't think this is the pull. This is not
sunshine, blue sky.
It's not the pull my finger guy.
Please go away.
This is not your finger guy, Don Mike.
And she's gone astray.
You think he really auditioned?
My future.
Just not
my
American Idol guy.
That would
Shut up!
I'm locked up in this
terrible.
And I know to you,
okay,
it might sound strange.
It'll only be a few more months, and I'll be gone.
Okay, thank you very much for the call.
That was horrible.
That's what we're getting now, a bunch of people calling you thinking that we're doing an American Idol thing?
Auditioning, yeah.
No, negative.
Or as he called it, the Simon Show.
Negative on that.
I love that
show. Stand by.
Cougar action.
Cougar time. Cougar action. Going to get to that in just a moment.
All right.
There is an Esquire sex survey of women.
Isn't Esquire a men's magazine?
It is, but they did a survey of women. A sex survey.
Ooh, questions about women and their sexual habits.
Yep.
Leave nothing out.
One out of every 10 women admits to having looked at porno at work.
Really?
One out of 10 women said that they have a sex swing installed at home. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
One out of 10?
Taiwan basket.
Uh-huh. Three out of 10 women say they regularly incorporate backdoor beads into their sexual routines.
Three out of 10?
Three out of 10. How you doing, video man? See, I told you Mike is an ass man. Mike likes the ass play. You like the ass play videos?
Sure do.
I
don't, you know, if I can clarify on this family program, I must tell you that I...
What?
What you just read...
Yes, ass man.
...was not repulsive to me. However...
I'd like to say it was to me.
Certain things about that area I'm not thrilled with. Right. Thank you.
I'd like to say everything about that area I'm not thrilled with. I don't see one piece of that real estate.
And there are things that feel better than they look. And your statement is so all-encompassing that...
That's right, Mike.
Once again, that gives me pause.
Oh, no. Please.
Once again, as Buzz and I have always theorized, he doth protest too much.
Okay, my father
really.
My father raped me. Is that what you wanted to hear? I was raped.
Of course, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Forcibly when I was a boy.
Finally, which is why I have such. You find it so incredibly important to distance yourself from that area, and
you find it so incredibly important.
No, I really
to stand
don't.
Up and
I
say,
really don't. I really don't.
Oh, hold on a second.
I don't go crazy saying, "Oh, give me more." No, I'm right. I think I'm normal. I think I'm normal in
oh,
that.
Oh, thanks.
I don't think you're abnormal.
That would make me abnormal.
No, I just think you go out of your way to protest it.
The ass is subjective.
You mean our attitude towards that area is subjective?
Yes, right. I mean, you know, to each his own. I am not an ass man. I do not like ass play. I do not like beads. I don't like anal.
I've never had anything there.
Like what my father did to me?
I've never had that. I've never had an object, you know.
Let's make that part of the lore of the show. Write that into the lore of the show.
We'll do that.
That'll be in the bio?
Yes.
You're going to add that to your bio now.
That's why I have such a non-affinity for the ass and all things ass-related.
But I would tell you that when you mention beads or something like that, I am curious. I am interested.
Beads. We'll change your bio on the website. It just says Don Geronimo, Survivor.
Slowly.
At just the right time.
And it causes the sensation that's really...
Fellas.
It's most all gays.
If that was the case, I get...
No.
Not at all.
I got hot friction. Action happening back there when the Polaris missiles
are
being unloaded.
But you're taking care of business. It's not an actual...
It's a different thing.
It's a totally different thing.
Okay.
Hey, now, why are you making... We're talking about... I'm thinking... When you're reading this story, I'm thinking about women. I'm not thinking about men. For some reason, you're putting
me
in
too.
Why did you mention?
I mean, your
kids off at the pool.
Because I was thinking about
you have
men.
Trouble separating the functions.
What it must be like.
But I understand, and I have respect for your position.
I am not a fan of
you
of anal.
You know, you mentioned the entrance exit theory, and I know you stand by that.
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
I've never heard anything more over 20 years that
sure
is. You know, more than politics, more than football, you have made your position so clear.
If I was to draw a line in the sand, that would be it.
That would be it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dr. Freud. Draw your own conclusion. Like I said, my father raped me. Go ahead. Thank you, Rob. Go ahead.
You're a fighter and a survivor.
But the line keeps moving.
Is that what the show has now come to?
Don Geronimo, survivor of incest.
Survivor. Okay, so these beads.
The beads. Plus,
you've had these beads, I'm guessing.
No, I have not.
Have you ever used beads on someone else?
Actually, no. No, I have not.
Then how do you know so much about it?
I do a lot of reading, Don.
Well, you can't believe everything you read, bud.
Well, I've seen it, too. I've seen that.
You know what you're reading.
Where have you seen that in
movies? Yes, yeah.
And perverted tape?
Regular stuff.
Girls, you know.
Regular stuff. Mm-hmm. Regular run-of-the-mill porn.
Don't they go in one color? But that's where... That's where, like, number twos live.
But there's a tremendous amount of preparation that goes on.
If you do it right, yes.
There's not enough preparation. Okay, seriously, guys.
Sure, seriously, guys.
Seriously. Shut up, Buzz. Seriously. What if it's clean as a whistle?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming now we're talking about a woman's butt, okay? It's clean as a whistle.
You bet.
But right as you're going to, there's just an air fart. Just
that would be horrible.
Okay.
That would be a turnoff.
Okay. Thank you. Hello. That happens. I'm sure that happens.
I'm sure it happens.
I'm sure non-audible.
It's never happened to me.
Well, you get caught up in the
passion, in
the euphoria, sure. And you don't notice that. Hello, something smells like ass. Oh yeah, that's
well,
right.
Well, no, but it does.
That's right. It would be my girlfriend's ass.
But that's
what
thing.
Smells like ass.
That's the thing. If it does.
Right.
The same thing would hold true if, you know, you weren't even near that area. If one was to let fly, in any situation where somebody's down there, it's not going to be pleasant.
I said, I'm the loser in this.
You're not acknowledging what I just said.
Nobody loses.
You completely ignored what I just said.
Look, how many times have we had this discussion? I'm just waiting for all the listeners to call now and say, you know, Mike is right, Buzz is right, the ass is great. Listen,
you've had plenty of supporters.
Knock yourselves out. Go ahead. Touch it. Feel it, smell it, lube it. I don't care. It's only good for one thing. Food coming out. That's it. It's good for sitting on.
Don't you think you've had your supporters over the years as far as that?
But my supporters are not the people I would want to bring to the convention. You know, my supporters are like the Ralph Nader Green Party. I mean, really, they're not a strong enough group. They can't make the argument.
You know, and
when they call to back me, I get the feeling that they were raped when they were kids.
And, you know, I say Survivor. That you're obsessed. You're obsessed with it. But then again, haven't I always been obsessed about arguing with you about it?
Yes,
Doctor.
So maybe I am obsessed in my own way.
At the bottom of all this, no pun intended, I just want to tell all of you and everyone who's listening, appreciate a healthy one.
Oh, God. You know what? You just took every ounce of sex out of this.
As long as you guys are telling us how sexual it can be. Rob, what's the latest with your anal fissures?
Oh, it's not that, Don. It's
ulcerative colitis.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I was doing really well for a week, and then Carrie made turnips. And the doctor, he had said specifically, you want to avoid roughage and fiber.
Oh.
But the turnips were great, but I paid for it.
Yeah.
And I paid for it, and the price I paid was blood and phlegm.
Oh, God.
See, now, ain't that sexy, Mike? Jeez. That's what comes out there. Can you imagine that his wife would ever think of that, even if it was clean? She would ever not.
When I was healthy.
You've succeeded. If your desire was to
turn you against the ass,
don't turn towards me. Don't present.
What? I'm not.
Don't present to me,
you
please.
You just interpreted it that way.
Jesus,
I had a kink in my back.
God, I have. Did
you rob with those beads?
Even when we argue,
Mardi Gras beads.
Even when we argue about this, it somehow, you know, just the whole subject I find intriguing.
Yes,
that's gone now. That's dead. That's deceased. That doesn't exist anymore.
Welcome to my world.
So that's all it took was Rob's ass to give you the cold slap in the face.
Yes. Because I think of, you know, all that going on down there.
Okay, I have news for you. Here's news for you, Daddy-O.
Yes.
Even in a woman that doesn't have colitis or whatever he has,
right. Yeah.
All that same stuff happens down there with those same Keebler elves down there in the vault, in everybody's Keebler vault. Where the fudge cookies are made.
Yeah, but Rob's condition doesn't happen down there with a lot of people.
It's rare.
And Rob's condition, incidentally, was on my real age quiz. It was a specific mentioned, they actually had that as one of the check marks. Have you had this?
So I don't know. Fishers or colitis.
Ulcerative colitis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the thing you took.
The real age to find out that I'm not 47, I'm 55.
Right, I gotcha.
And that was without even putting my real, like, cholesterol down. I just put the, you know, I don't know. I checked the I don't know box.
What did you put?
What's that?
How did you answer for smoking?
Geez, I don't remember, but I think yes. I think I said yes for smoking.
How'd you answer for ass?
Ass play? Enthusiastic yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, I'm completely on your side. You're 100% right. There's only one good thing for that area.
Yes? What?
Well, where food comes out.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, there's a guy who's on my side.
When we get these phone calls, I have to make it kind of clear that I really don't. It's not like that is my sole
area. Take one side or the other.
I'm taking the side where
you're pro-ass.
It's okay.
You're pro-ass.
I acknowledge the ass as an erogenous zone.
Shut up, Buzz. My God, an erogenous zone.
Unquestionably, and I believe that...
It is a zone of fecality. That's what that is. Hello, Don and Mike show. My God. Welcome to number two land. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, I got this is my fault. Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, you guys kick ass, man.
Thanks. Oh, hey.
Thank you.
Hey, and Buzz?
Uh-huh.
Buzz?
Yes.
You know, I'm not queer or anything, but listening to you talk about ass kind of gets me hot.
I'm glad to hear that.
But he's not queer or anything. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, and Mike, we're all here.
You haven't lived until you've had a woman, shall we say, perform a French kiss on that area.
Oh, dear, now we're in trouble.
Right. And these are your people, Mike. That's,
okay.
That's perfectly okay to say. And I know he's just echoing a sentiment that you've had before.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's that's why I no longer will tongue kiss you.
I just, you know, and now, thanks to some of the calls, I am getting back into, I'm almost forgetting Rob's butt, which is good.
Don't show him your ass.
No, don't do that. I'm not looking.
Hello there, Don. Am I just,
shouldn't there be music?
Hello.
Yeah, that is so back mic up. You're
here you go.
All the stuff that comes out where, you know,
yes, right.
People are able to work, but to back Mike up, think of all the things that come out the other place there, afterbirth, infections, yeast infections,
right,
babies.
That's why, and hello, in a perfect world, why do I love handies across America?
There you go.
And what is the only organ that's being pleasured in that in those videos?
The
organ that's
the
right there between daddy's legs.
That doesn't even get us into nose picking, though. Absolutely. You know, you handle everything with your hands.
You really do. I would take nose sex over ass play any day.
Well, I mean, if that was all I was...
You ever have sex with a girl's nose?
No. No.
You've not lived, my friend.
One nostril bigger than the other? Very special woman.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you doing, Radio DFGs?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Hey, Don, I've been there, brother. I was cured, though. When I was in high school, my friend Randy said, man, look at her nice pooper. And I looked at him like he just shot my favorite dog.
Yeah.
You know, it just ruined me for years.
There you go. So now...
I was always able to separate that. And that speaks to something important there. You know, I think that, you know, pooper, you know, log splitter, I think that's fine. You know, I've never gone E, you know.
I do.
It's a fact of life.
Yes.
I mean,
I do with my own. Are you kidding?
Without it, you die.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I mean, with my own poop.
Right. Don't we all?
Hey, Mike.
Who's proud of their poop?
I want to remind you that anything past the first knuckle is gay.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
That's a good rule.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I got a story. My buddy.
Your buddy what?
My buddy met a girl one time, and she was into beats. And one time, you know, she brought it out when they were getting it on and whatnot, and
instant disqualification.
You're out of there.
I was actually intrigued by the story. What a shame.
Stopped by the whatnot.
The whatnot alarm.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather.
Sir, we can do this one thing, but this stuff you wrote, it's not funny, sir, it's sad.
Sir, I'm begging, don't try to do comedy, it's not in your blood.
I'll do fine, comedy is what you make it. I've got pages and pages of great material. Right, Armisole?
I'm afraid you're going to be hitting bottom, sir.
If it isn't funny, then why did I hear you laughing when you typed it?
I was thinking of something else.
Thank you for your support. Now I've got a show to do.
Sir, you're not funny. Ask around.
Ask me. Sir, with all due respect, I think you might lay an egg. I mean, a big egg. I know funny, but I don't think you're it. I mean, such is life. Maybe I'm not much of power tools.
The Don and Mike Show. Armed with only their wits and their guns, Don and Mike.
Right. I carry a gun everywhere I go. Welcome to the gun show.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
Let me see. I'm looking at the clock now, for God's sake. We're less than an hour away from the news now.
Yes, wow.
This has been the biggest pain in my ass since we came back from my hiatus.
What?
Is figuring out time for Buzz to do his silly news.
But isn't it wonderful every day when we get to it?
I'm kidding, of course. I'm just looking at the clock here. I'm thinking, the Cougar game. Oh, I got to postpone that till tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to give yourself a little time for Cougars.
Yeah. But we, maybe we have time to talk about the Don and Mike Cougarettes. Our brand-new horror cheerleader
right
street team thing that we want to get together.
Really?
Tomorrow on the show, the Tuttles, okay?
Oh.
The dad and the big fat boy that looks like Jack Osborne.
Is it Paul Jr. and Mike, right?
Yeah,
I think those are the three guys.
Isn't Mike the Jack Osborne boy?
Mike is the Jack Osborne with the long hair, the kind of outsider, the guy that really doesn't care that
Excuse me, Mike, that would be... Thursday. Forget that I just said that.
Okay, so Thursday, the guys from Orange County Choppers are going to be on.
But I'm sure the cats have somebody.
Well, isn't the name of their business Orange County Choppers?
Yanni.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
No, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday, John.
He's working ahead.
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Ha ha.
Did you really?
Hold on a second.
He works a day ahead.
Hold on. Wait, really? We need to spotlight this for a second.
What are you doing?
There's one thing that, like, if we're in here flying along at the speed of sound, and we missed maybe the day, but you have time back there to really correct us, and then you get on. And John seriously got on our headphones and went,
yeah.
Tomorrow is Thursday, guys.
Yeah. No,
it is Thursday, guys.
All right, well, forget I said that, and I'm sure.
Just kill me now.
Someone on our crack staff doing crack will tell us who we've got for tomorrow's show. Okay.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Next item.
Yes.
Radio.
What would life be without it?
Okay, we're going to get into this real quickly, this book, The Songs You Want to Hear. Let me give you a little background just about the state of radio currently here in D.C., our nation's capital, our home city.
Please.
There was a station that played classical music for a long time. Mm-hmm. They changed their format yesterday to one of these, we play whatever we want, when really they just play the same 300 records just in a different order.
Right.
And it's everything that is wrong with radio. I listened to the station last night, listened to it today.
Mm-hmm.
There's no personality, there's no excitement.
They've got the guy, Peterman, from Seinfeld, the guy, John O'Hurley.
Right.
He's the guy that does the voiceovers, you know, that says, you're listening to George, and we play what we want to play.
So they paid a fortune to get his voice.
Right. And it is everything that's wrong with radio, because
right.
it's thrown out there, as it is in many markets across America, as the station that just breaks all the rules, when in reality, it's even more tightly formatted
and well-researched
than its predecessor. Now, there's a guy named Mark Fisher who used to write the radio column for the Washington Post, and even though Mike and I have a great bit of hatred for these pricks, this is one guy who really, during the time he wrote the column, didn't stab us in the back.
No, he is one of the guys that actually gave us a fair shake.
And I don't want to say that I became friends with him. I would say he became an acquaintance of mine.
I believe the current guy would also be giving us a fair shake
once
in a while.
Paul Fari is also a
Paul's been a pretty straight shooter.
Mm-hmm. And even Frank Ahearns ended up being a friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So this guy, Mark Fisher, around the time that he stopped writing the radio column, called me up one day and said, I'm writing a book about everything that's wrong with radio and everything that used to be right with radio.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get together and like have lunch for a couple of days, and all you do is you just talk, and I'll listen. So that guy was like my radio psychologist, and I just threw out, he wanted stories about radio stations I had worked at, what I thought was wrong with radio,
right.
blah, blah, blah. He's written a book about how over-researched radio is.
Good.
He's going to be coming on the show in a couple of days. You can get his book on Amazon.
Excellent.
As it turns out.
What is the name of the book?
The name of the book is The Songs You Want to Hear.
Songs You Want to Hear.
Has audience research sucked all the life out of commercial radio?
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to read you the part about me is rather boring, but there's some very interesting stuff in this advanced copy that I think you're going to love hearing. And I know everybody in this room knows about these techniques,
right.
but I bet everybody listening in their cars doesn't know,
okay.
right? Okay, so here is what, and we'll have Mark on the show in a couple of days to talk about this book. He writes specifically, I'm just going to read you a little bit of the excerpt from the book here. A weekday evening in suburbia. A Holiday Inn at happy hour. In the lobby of this hotel in Alexandria, Virginia, flight crews checked in for the night while five people clustered around a TV set watching the president. Blah, 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 blah. At the end of the corridor, behind a sign that said music survey, 54 people took seats at rows of tables stocked with hard candies, Cokes, brownies, and palm-sized black electronic gadgets called perception analyzers.
Mm-hmm.
There were no DJs in the room. No station's music director was here. But on this night, these 54 people, recruited by telemarketers and selected because they were in age from 29 till 54, mm-hmm. these 54 people would choose the playlist for Washington, D.C. Oldie Station, WBIG FM.
How's that working out?
Yeah, they've changed format since this book was written. Each person in the room got $65 for 2.5 hours.
Sweet.
They spent those hours listening to 7-second snippets from 700 of the most popular songs of all time. So, picture
seven
that.
7-second snippets.
You're in a room,
wow.
and they're asking you what you think of a song, and maybe, okay, 7 seconds. Let's roll 7 seconds. Now, right on that, they ask you, do you like that or don't you like that?
Well, I'd like to hear more.
Then, well, no, we got to play the next one. Here's 7 seconds of the next one.
What's going on?
I like that one.
Love it. Yeah.
Can I have a brownie?
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Now, this might seem like a fun game if you're in your car. You go, oh, I like that, I like that.
Right.
But if you're in a room being a laboratory rat and you are hearing these snippets of songs after maybe the first three or four, you got no concentration for what's going on. You're
right.
just turning the knob.
And it's so funny how many people really do today think that they will listen to a radio station. You're thinking that the guy that's responsible is the disc jockey. Well, in the day, that was the way it was. But even to a certain extent, it wasn't. I mean, for a long time.
Right. Let me read you this part here. Executives from WBIG, that's the radio station,
mm-hmm.
sat behind two-way mirrors, eating club sandwiches, and staring at a giant screen that tracked every twist of the dials of the 54 people
right.
listening to the 7 seconds of over 700 songs.
Now, this is all being done with a computer, so they really don't have to write anything down.
Right.
They're just watching it, what it's going to spit out. I mean, it's taken the human element.
Completely.
You know, they're pretending they have the human element, but they really don't.
Right. Okay, so we move along. Here we go. The science of choosing music for radio comes down to this. 5 colored lines rising and falling on a computer monitor. Just watch, says Steve Allen, the program director.
Steve Allen.
You'll see the S that rises to the top is the same as ever. The test starts out with a few questions to make sure the station has recruited the right people. There are a few seconds of rap music, and the lines plummet to the bottom of the screen. Then Rod Stewart plays, and the lines shoot back up again.
Wow.
A snippet of hard rock plays, and the lines go down. They play Love Me Do by the Beatles. The lines go up.
So they're selecting people that fit their format.
Now, Mark does a great job of writing exactly how this happens. The songs keep on coming. ABBA, Way Down. Bee Gees, Decent Score. Harry Chapin, Dive. America, A Winner.
Yeah.
The Fifth Dimension, Stone Sold Picnic. That song never tests well, says the program director. That's too bad. I love it. Mark Fisher says, well, if you love it, why don't you play it? He says, it doesn't test.
Right.
We don't play it.
Right.
The easiest part of the night comes every time a Beatles song streams through the speakers. Strawberry Fields, Back of the USSR, any Beatles number does the trick, which is why WBIG plays 3 Beatles songs every hour.
You want to know why they went out of business.
Keeping it fresh.
Now, right. Hold on a second. Let me see.
You really want to know why they crapped out.
To make matters even more difficult, something new was happening this night that surprised the experts from WBIG.
Whoa.
Every time the computer served up a Motown song, every time, whether it was the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, or the Shy Lights, the lines on the screen died.
Oh.
How could this be?
Yeah.
Motown was the heart of Oldies 100.
Yeah.
Every bit as essential as the Beatles or the Beach Boys. The appeal of the Supremes is no more dated than the new Dream Girls movie.
Right.
Maybe we ought to rethink Motown Mondays, said the program director. They're really shooting down every one of these Motown songs.
I'm shocked. Well, the brownies are being digested.
Finally, the ordeal was over. I'm flipping through a lot of pages here. Finally, the ordeal was over.
Okay.
Subjects are free to leave. 12 people out of 54 accepted the invitation to stay on and become a real focus group, discussing what had happened that evening.
And, of course, the people that agree to stay on that don't have lives are
right.
The people you really want picking the music, the people that want to get the hell out of there and take their brownie and go home.
Now, listen to what these people said and tell me if this is not your complaint with radio. The 12 people that stayed afterwards said they want songs they can sing along with. They want their favorite songs. Stations play the same songs over and over,
mm-hmm.
and they're sick of Motown. Finally, the program director ventured to the front and announced what nearly everyone had figured out. The station conducting the survey was Oldies 100.
Ooh.
Instantly, the people lit into the program director. Why don't you play Led Zeppelin? Why don't you play the songs we want to hear? Give us something different. Steve Allen, program director. Can I really do what you people are saying? All that music on one station? Yes, came people shouting back. Do it. Why not? But you expect me to play Zeppelin, the program director said? Would you come to my station for that? They continued back and forth, back and forth. The only thing Steve Allen could come away with, quote, so, Motown Monday has got to go, huh? Absolutely, the group confirmed.
Wow.
And then it goes on to, and then he's...
Well, that's the way they do it.
He's very, very clever. Not long after
they've
this...
They've done that for, 30 years, 40 years they've been doing it.
Not long after this music test, the owners of WBIG decided that the oldies had their day. They were going to change their format to classic hits. And I will paraphrase the rest of this article. Guess how they decided about what songs they were going to play on their new format?
How?
By using the exact same methodology to bring 54 different people in a room, except this time they listened to Steve Miller, The Joker, The Kinks, Lola, Queen's We Will Rock You, Styx,
Lady, and lots of Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, and Rolling Stones.
Because you really don't get a chance to hear that very often.
Hardly ever.
Right.
You know what everybody, and the thing is, what everybody clamors for, and they say it all the time, is play the songs that you know, that we don't get a chance to hear. Mm-hmm. And you never, how many, seriously, and you know this better than I, how many great songs, how many truly great songs, literally don't see the light of day on radio anymore.
I can't tell you.
I mean, even on oldies stations, you just don't. You don't hear them.
A lot of them.
You know,
a lot of those great songs are now on iPods.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
But listen, this is the whole thing. There's no reason a radio can survive right next to the iPod.
Sure can.
Radio can survive right next to MP3. Radio can survive right next to video on demand. Everything on your telephone. It's just radio has got to get its head out of its butt.
Amen.
With the beads and
the satellite music stations are researched up the wazoo too, and that's why they are stale and they are stagnant as well.
Now I was talking to a guy over the weekend who used to work in Los Angeles and now works at BBC Two.
Nah.
The guy, it's like Top 40 Radio in London. And he told me that about a year ago, somebody went to BBC Two and did this whole Jack FM thing, where they said, you know, they gave it whatever British name they had, but it was 500 songs, and they said we play whatever we want, and the ratings went right down the toilet.
Wow.
They brought in the next program director who actually said, I'm not going to listen to any research.
Wow.
This was in England.
Right.
We're not going to get people together and give them boiled meat and have them eat bad food and listen to hooks of songs.
Right.
We're just going to go with what we like. BBC Two is now the number one rated radio station in the UK.
Yeah.
This is a point that has been...
Let the musicologists, the guys, seriously, that have spent their lives. There are people all over this business who have lived with music and lived with music selections their entire life, and they could put together things that were, and you know what, they don't even throw into the what I didn't hear in that article or in that book, they didn't say anything about the way that the music is incorporated too, the way the music's mixed. That's done by computers.
You know, and
the music is selected by computers, it is mixed by computers, and it is ridiculous.
Part of what I was saying to Mark Fisher, and it's alluded to in this book, was that back in the day, I know I sound like an old fart, but back in the day, really, when I worked at the Top 40 stations, you would play Kenny Rogers, and then you would play Quiet Riot.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, you would play Gloria Gaynor.
Right.
And nobody drove off the road. Nobody turned off the radio.
No, it was so refreshing.
Nobody went
to the variety of it.
You didn't even think anything about it. And you couldn't, certainly you couldn't do a dead seg, meaning no talk in between, which is what has killed radio now, because you had to have somebody to be the bridge between Kenny Rogers and Quiet Riot.
A host.
And in this case, it was the DJ. Right.
When did radio become so compartmentalized? When did really the specialty stations become so specialized?
Like about 1990.
It was about 1990.
That's when radio really became over-researched.
Right.
Now, you get to the point now with like the station that they put on here in D.C. They seriously would be happy if the station gets a two-share of whatever the demographic is that they're
their
looking
niche. For. Their niche. And a two-share is
2% of the people.
2% of the people that are listening.
Meaning 98% of the people who are listening to the radio do not listen to that station. Yet if they get 2%,
they're happy.
They think it's a big win.
Because it's their 2% and they're programming right to them. And you know, and the great Top 40 stations are gone. You don't hear that anymore.
Right.
And you could. You know what's interesting is musically, really, and I do believe this. I talk about, you know, the pendulum starting to swing back. I really do believe, musically, that there are all sorts of new sounds and new artists that are coming out nowadays where you really could put a station on, almost, you could put a station on right now. Now, you probably could. You could throw a legitimate Top 40 station with a mix of a lot of different stuff, and it could really, really work.
Of course you could.
Because you got you got people like me. My kids are listening to something. I'm listening to something a little bit different. But there are lots. There are so many artists that are coming out. I'm really not worried about the music business as I am the radio business.
Right.
I think the music is still generating some interesting new sounds and new stuff.
Right.
And you know, but you don't hear it. You have to go. You have to go to your niche station.
You're so
to hear whatever you want.
And the reason for all of that is this goddamn research that it used to be a guy would come into a radio station and go, "Here's a pretty good song." You'd listen to it. Hey, that's good. We'll play it.
Right.
If you played a song that sucked, your ratings didn't die.
Exactly.
I mean, why would? It's frustrating as hell.
We'll
have Margo on the air later this week to talk about this book
good.
And more of the fascinating underbelly of radio
good.
That he found out about
right.
that. I'm sure he can go into much greater detail than you or I can with our behind-the-scenes story. Oh, hold on a second. program director on the line from area code 920. Where is that?
Check.
That's Green Bay, Donnie.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay. Hello, you're on the air.
Listening on the lovely stream.
Right. What's happening?
Hey, those program directors, you know, they'd probably have a lot better product if instead of doing all that research, they would just consult with Jerry Seinfeld and treat their audience like a child.
Well, he makes a lot of sense, my friend.
Jerry Seinfeld. Wouldn't we all do better if we took the lessons of Jerry Seinfeld?
Now, are you really a program director? That lame attempt at humor tells me you might be.
You've got to be.
No, I told Joe I had something to say about the program directors.
Oh.
Very well.
Bye. I thought we actually had one of you.
But at least we were able to hear that wonderful Green Bay accent.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you know the real problem with all these radio programmers and all these researchers is it's the same thing that's wrong with the music business and the movie business. They want to do business like it was 40 years ago. They don't want to bring it into today that people's tastes in entertainment are just different. They want to do with what worked 40 and 50 years ago.
You know, here's the thing, though. I disagree with you, because if they did what people did 40 and 50 years ago, you would be hearing all of these varieties of music. I do agree with Mike. I think that music right now, current music right now, is maybe as much variety as it did 25 years ago.
It didn't 2 years ago. I'm talking 2 years ago it didn't have the right
problem
variety we have now.
If you like the All-American Rejects, and if you like Christina Aguilera, and if you like Metallica, and if you like Kenny Chesney, you got to go to 4, maybe 5 different radio stations to hear one song by those artists that you like.
So you think the time is right to bring back Top 40?
I think right now, the way it is today, Top 40 could work very, very easily. Because really, everybody... Now, you tell me. I think it sounds to me like people are really making an effort to have hit records. Right. I'm hearing better stuff in the clubs than I've heard in a long time.
They are, but the problem is radio. Because, whoever was talking, Buzz or something about iPods. Radio people are so afraid of iPods.
Terrified.
So afraid of iPods when you would think... People like iPods because it's the songs that they like, just like stupid radio stations. All the songs. Why do you think you have shuffles? Because, like they say, it's the same songs, just in a different order.
Right.
People
get burned out on their iPods. I got news for you. People get burned out rapidly on their iPods.
That's why you have iPod Shuffle.
Right.
So that you get fooled and you hear a song that you think, oh, I haven't heard that in a while.
But unless you're putting a gazillion songs, and not everybody has the time to do that, people don't do that.
And what you got to do is do the gazillion songs.
Yes.
And don't be afraid that someone who's going to hear the song that they don't know is going to go, oh, this stinks, I'm not going to listen. Think about the person that's going to go, my God.
Thank you.
Finally, there's something on the radio. And that, incidentally, goes into the genre of talk radio as well. Talk radio is as dead as Yvonne DiCarlo as well. Seriously, because here's what the research is saying. Hot talk, man talk, shock talk. Ooh, you got to back off that. Let me see. Female talk, well, they've tried that with Whoopi Goldberg.
Right.
That didn't work, so you can't do that. Well, you know what seems to work over and over again? Political talk.
Right-wing political talk.
If you have a goddamn political show, you can get 200 affiliates like that.
How many, seriously, right-wing political talk shows would be in existence today?
Really?
Hundreds. It's amazing.
Hundreds of them. And it's not because these guys are popular, and it's not sour grapes on our part. It's a fact. It's because radio has researched itself to the point to say, you know what's safe? What's safe right now is Republican right-wing talk, kind of like Rush Limbaugh.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get Rush Limbaugh, you get the Rush Limbaugh knockoff.
Then you get Sean Hannity.
And there are zillions of them. Right?
That's the way that works. And if you can't get Sean Hannity, you get Rusty Humphries. And if you can't get him, you get Glenn Beck. I mean, there's a thousand of these tools. And like that guy Glenn Beck is a perfect example. He's just like Rush Limbaugh. I knew Glenn Beck back in Tampa Bay when he played records. Just like Rush Limbaugh played.
Rush Limbaugh was a DJ. A lot of people don't know that.
These are both guys.
They came up with an act.
Right. Bingo. Correct, Mike.
Absolutely.
That's it.
That's the act. That's why it's one note. That's why you'll never hear another note played.
Right. That's why radio sucks. I mean, I'm glad you're listening to our show today, everybody.
Thank you.
But generally speaking, radio blows. And this guy, Mark Fisher, really has his finger on what's wrong with radio. They should send that book to every general manager in America.
Amen.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, I couldn't agree more that radio is just, that's why I listen to talk radio almost exclusively now. But But one thing I was thinking, that wouldn't it be nice to have a show like the Ed Sullivan Show or the Steve Allen Show, where you have groups come on that maybe nobody's heard of, and instead of judging them and voting on them, just listening to them and hearing what they have, and, you know, get them off. You like them, bring them back on. And
again, here's the thing. You've got 300 cable channels.
Right.
You would think there would be a channel for that.
Yeah.
And if you take it down to the world of radio, like in D.C., what are there, 40 stations here?
That's funny.
There have got to be, of the 40 stations, 20 of them playing the same stupid records.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look at the success of a show like American Idol. American Idol is really, in its essence, it is a duplication of an ancient show that I never even saw because I was too young, the Ted Mack Amateur Hour.
Sure.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Things don't change that dramatically, but people's tastes are, I think you got to give people a lot more credit for having open minds when it comes to their entertainment.
Excuse me.
And furthermore, Ted Mack was a ripoff of a show 20 years before that.
Right,
nothing has changed in 100 years.
All right, one thing for a break. Let's hear a little of Rush Limbaugh back when he played the records.
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh, here is Jeff Christie.
903 and 14K on the award-winning Jeff Christie Rock and Roll Radio Show. With fun and frolic for all. Some of you, no doubt, still wondering what award I have won. I'll tell you, none other than the Marconi Award for excellence in broadcasting.
I'll give him a little bit of credit, as I always have.
Mm-hmm.
He's a talented showman. Mm-hmm. He's got great personality, great stage presence. You can hear what he's doing on the radio now. 25 years ago, 30 years ago, it's just shtick. And because he's the one guy that made it stick to the wall, stupid lemmings in radio go, Rush Limbaugh's good. Put politics on. That's good. That's good. Let's play the Doors. That's great. Let's get people and feed them pizza. I like Love Me Two Times. I like Touch Me. Well, let's give someone a brownie and see what they think.
This is good brownie. I like The End. Thank you, man. What do you mean I got to leave?
Wrong brownies.
And what do you mean I got to leave?
Maybe if they gave better brownies, we'd get better musical choices.
Amen to that.
Because of those songs that you just heard, The End is the one that you would never hear on the radio.
It should.
And that's the best one.
It is the best one. Right. I love
it. Really is.
I love The End.
This is The End. I watched Apocalypse Now Redux.
Yes.
You know, and that's incidentally the only Apocalypse Now. If you have the time, I sincerely recommend you watch it.
Who doesn't have 4 hours for that?
No,
really.
But there's one reason, those Playboy bunnies.
Oh, my God. That's great. Oh, is that good?
That is good.
We got a break. We'll be right back, friends.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You don't understand. I've got proof. They need proof. The ocean's dying. Plankton's dying.
You don't know what this is yet? Soylent Green is people.
Oh, wow.
Soylent Green is made out of people.
They're making our food out of people. Next time they'll be breeding us like cattle. The food. You better tell them. You better tell them.
I promise, Tiger. I promise. I'll tell the exchange.
You tell everybody. Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them.
Tell them what?
Silent Breed is people.
Oh yeah.
Long overdue.
Blindly follow Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Damn right, blindly follow us. Here's a quick radio note, two quick radio notes I meant to mention there. This is again why radio screwed up. Tony Kornheiser, I just read this on InsideRadio.com, big national website.
What do you say?
Tony Kornheiser. We're all big fans of Tony.
Right.
Yep. I love PTI with Mike Wilbon.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's here in D.C., and very much in demand. He's talented as hell, but good for him, he sets his own hours. The radio station here in D.C. that's owned by the Washington Post, just signed Tony Kornheiser to be their morning guy.
Oh, very good.
His shift will be from 8:30 till 10:30 in the morning.
Cool.
Wow.
this is a schedule that works for Tony Kornheiser.
Yes, it does.
But does not work
right.
for anybody who's in their car listening to the radio in the morning.
Headed to work.
People that are slogging in to slay the dragon each and every day are going to have to maybe delay their trip a little bit.
More power to them.
Good luck.
And then that made me think, I sure would like, before they start to get those guys in Baltimore, Kirk and Mark, we're going to be on our station in Baltimore on HFS. They start the morning show when they start, like in February?
February 1st?
Something like that?
Yeah, around there.
Anyway, they have some very nice stuff to say about us when they got that gig. So it'd be nice to get them on the air and find out what they've been doing. They've been off like for 3 months, and they didn't even have anybody die.
Right.
They just got off. It was, what was it, like a thing where you can't work?
Non-compete.
That's what it's called. All right. Well, Mike, let's make a note of that. And our next deal, if there is a next deal,
mm-hmm.
our shift must be 8:30 to 10:30.
That actually would be a little early for me.
I was talking PM.
Oh, PM, of course. Oh, perfect. Oh, that's awesome.
Good way to start the evening.
That's awesome. And that's when I'll be doing shows like,
hi, everybody. Good to be with you.
Let me see. Buzz's news is coming up. Buzz, are you going to be talking about the Oscars?
Actually, no. I was hoping you would.
Who does Oscar love, Don?
I watched it this morning.
Uh-huh. I have a lot of movies that I... This time of year, I try to make the list of the movies that I need to go see.
Right.
And there are lots of movies I'm going to go see.
The same crap.
I knew you'd hate it. I knew you would hate it because you would hate the nominees.
I saw that Meryl Streep was nominated. I'm for that.
Yeah.
Let me see. Was a surprise. Jack Nicholson did not get nominated. Marky Mark did from that, what was it, the name
the
of
The Departed? Mark Wahlberg in The Departed, I really think that they nominated the right performance of all the people.
I disagree.
He was the best.
I thought Leonardo DiCaprio was excellent in The Departed.
I really enjoyed Marky Mark's performance.
Let me see, then you've got, let me see, Little Miss Sunshine got quite a few.
That blew me away because I didn't think that got that great reviews when it came out.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I did not like it.
Dreamgirls did not get the nod for Best Picture. However, Eddie Murphy did, and so did the chick from American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Forest Whitaker is in there for...
That's the top of my list as far as The Last King of Scotland. I want to go see that movie.
Idi Amin movie.
Right.
And the one that's getting all these nominations, this is what pisses me off about the Academy Awards. Is it Babel or
Babel?
Babel.
Babel.
Okay. Babel Schmabel. Mm-hmm. Not one person schmerson went to see this movie schmovie, so shove it, Ruvit. Really? Jesus Christ, it's got like 8,000 nominations.
I hate when that happens.
And this once again was a movie when it came out. I guess it got reasonably good reviews, but nothing over the top.
I've heard of it.
You really go to the movie and make your own opinion.
Most importantly, the Razzies came out today, and here we can select our winners.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what interests me. Worst Picture of the Year.
Yay.
Here are your nominations. And I'll tell you, of these five, there's one that I think is good.
Oh, okay.
Okay, see if you can pick out the one.
I will not only tell you who I think should win, but I will tell you who I think the movie that you saw that you think was good. I commit you. I'll be able to do that. I have those powers.
Worst Picture, Lady in the Water. I never heard of that.
That's Paul Giamatti, and it was the M. Night Shyamalan movie that was just a total
bad. Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Basic Instinct 2, Little Man, Wicker Man, and Blood Rain. Which one do I like, Mike? Oh, come on. It's so easy.
I can guess which one
you saw. Go ahead. Give them to me one more time.
Lady in the Water,
yeah.
Basic Instinct 2,
right.
Little Man, Wicker Man, Blood Rain.
You went to see, I think they're one and the same. I think you went to see The Loser.
Little
I think you went to see Basic Instinct 2.
Wrong. Little Man.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Me likey Little Man.
I know.
Little Man with the guy
the
that played the criminal.
I knew it.
And I think Basic Instinct 2 won.
Don, that movie is different.
These are just nominations.
These are the nominations. Probably will win, though.
Will win, yeah.
Here is a great category. Worst actor.
Okay.
Tim Allen. You can take Tim Allen in either Santa Claus 3
okay.
or the Shaggy Dog.
Okay.
Also Nicolas Cage, Kermit Man. Larry the Cable Guy. For Larry the Cable Guy Health Inspector. Rob Schneider for Little Man. Or the Wayans Brothers for Little Man.
I'm going to go with Tim Allen.
Agreed.
I like Tim.
Agreed. Okay, let's see if we match on this one.
Okay.
Worst actress. Jessica Simpson, Employee of the Month. Lindsay Lohan, Just My Luck. Hillary and Hallie Duff, Material Girls. Christina Loken, Blood Rain. Sharon Stone, Basic Instinct 2.
I have to go with Jessica Simpson.
Once again.
Don't you agree?
My half of brain and your half of
brain. But don't you? And the reason is, I mean, she really does suck. She's terrible in these.
She sure does.
Right. She is so bad. She is such a bad actress. And you know what?
Not good.
Sharon Stone is not a bad actress. She's in a crappy movie, and they're all over her for it, but she's a good actress.
Here's another great category. Worst excuse for family entertainment.
Okay. I've been to most of them.
Santa Claus 3.
Didn't see that one.
Shaggy Dog.
Thank God I didn't see that one.
RV.
I saw that one.
Deck the Halls.
Uh-huh.
Garfield 2, A Tale of Two Kittens.
Hands down, and you're going to love this.
RV.
RV.
Winner.
No question in my mind.
Robin Williams, Harry Winner.
Piece of absolute trash.
I've been meaning to tell you this since the summer. They had that on a continuous loop on the cruise Carrie and I went on, RV.
Oh, my God.
And you know the scene where the toilet explodes?
Yeah.
They electronically changed the color of what exploded to blue.
Oh, wow.
So I guess that makes it less offensive.
Yeah, right.
And I got to watch it dozens of times. I kept saying to Carrie, I said, that wasn't always blue.
So even if it's absolute garbage, you will not avoid the box. You will watch the magic box.
Just because you're in the Caribbean doesn't mean you don't need to watch television.
I would have to agree with you, Rob.
Thank you, John.
You know, I've been on those cruise ships, too, and they do have one or two channels where they show two or three movies over. Mm. And the thing is, what they're counting on those cruise ships is that people are not going to be like you and me.
Right.
And be in the room all the time.
So they won't pay attention to what's on all the
right.
time.
Right. You know, and I'm sure you're like,
they'll actually go out and pursue the sun.
I was on the ship and I'm like, God damn, how many times are we going to see this movie Red Eye about this girl on the airplane where she gets hijacked? And I remember getting real mad about it and somebody saying to me, why are you in your room watching movies?
Yeah.
I know. You're staring at this 8-inch screen. And Carrie is saying, can we do something? I say, Bewitched is on again.
I'm kind of surprised at the technology on a cruise ship. They'd be able to maybe have satellites that would generate some more programming. I'm surprised.
They just have blue sewage.
Well, now, that is, what Rob is talking about is the cheap way out. They do have pay-per-views, and they do have movies that you can rent. But in the room on the in-house TV.
The free movie.
And here's the other thing that pisses me off about those movies.
Yes.
They're all sanitized for your protection, like if they were on TBS, where the bad words and bad scenes are taken out.
So you can't get any good porn in your room on a cruise ship?
Oh, no, my friend. No, in the case of Rob and Carrie, you can make your own. Or I was actually on a...
Thanks for those tapes.
Norwegian cruise line ship actually offered, and they did it on the down low, when the concierge came around and knocked on the door and said, turn down service, said, incidentally, we have a limited selection of adult titles downstairs at the concierge desk.
Oh, so you actually would have to get the DVD.
Yeah, you got
to
go downstairs.
Oh,
hi, I was thinking about beating my meat tonight. I was wondering if you had...
Go down wrapped in a towel.
What if you had...
Yeah, how you doing?
Available.
Thanks so much. Who used this on the last cruise?
Hold on a second. Joe found a guy who was just on one of those radio panels on one of those
focus group
test groups.
Hello,
Randy.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you from, Randy?
I'm from Baltimore.
Right on. Do you have any idea which station in Baltimore was that did this focus group?
I believe this was about a year ago or so. I believe it was 102. It was either 102.7 or 100.7. But here's the thing.
Okay.
On February 29th, the telemarketer just called me back. They call me all the time. I'm going back to do one for, let's say, the most popular radio station in Baltimore. It's I don't really want to say the name.
Hold on a second. First, yeah, correct, Rob. There is no February 29th.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not the 29th. What date was it, Karen?
Well, what is the station? Just say
it's January 29th, not February 29th.
Just say the station. What is it?
98 Rock they're doing it for.
98 Rock.
98 Rock is doing one now, yeah. I did the last one. They paid me 35 hours. You got to sit there and listen to the snippets of songs, and you have to color in, you know, the old test in school where you color in the circle?
Right.
You had to color in whether you, hated the song, whether it was okay, whether you really liked it.
Didn't you find that incredibly patronizing? Didn't you find that they were insulting your intelligence after, like, four or five songs?
Put it this way. I was fast-forwarding through the tape and got in trouble for it.
There's the radio.
I'd hear Vince Neil's voice and fast forward and just mark down.
Well, what you should do is, have your wife drive you, get really loaded, and answer all the questions as incorrectly as you possibly can.
Besides, if it's a 98 Rock thing, wouldn't it be great just go to those and just scream,
I don't even listen to music. I say too fast.
I like to do is go in and get together with everybody and get everybody together on the same exact.
Try to throw it.
Answers and see if it, like their station really turns out to suck.
See, but the thing is, Buzz, if people really try to throw it, then you might end up with a really well-programmed, clever radio station.
Yeah,
right.
It's dangerous.
What people are doing is going in and telling them the truth.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear My Girl by The Temptations again. And the station says, well, they say they don't want to hear it, but gosh, an awful lot of people still do like that song.
Yeah, because if it really went the other way. In fact, it's a total exercise in total
utility.
Nothingness.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You go in there, and if they've made up their mind anyway. It's in their mind. It's ridiculous.
Well, it also is that a lot of the songs are ones that you're hearing on the radio constantly now. So you're picking the ones that you haven't heard in years, but I still haven't heard them on the radio.
I am curious. Last thing here. We got to go to Buzz's News. Did they ask you anything at all about the DJs, or did they ask you about talk on the radio?
No, nothing.
All music. Snippets.
It just gave me 600 snippets to listen to and a bunch of little dots to color in.
Okay.
And that was it.
On your own time.
And so now I'm going back on
February 29th.
January 29th.
So what's good to know is that's the research is going to pay off for 98 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So they're bringing a guy who just slept through the first focus group. They're bringing him back.
Fast forward and do the tape. Try to fast forward it again when you get there.
Yeah,
all right,
will.
See you later.
Take care.
Thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call.
Come on, Joe.
Hello, no, this is Don and Mike. Who's this?
Ooh,
for God's sake.
Wow.
It's Maria.
Ah!
Hey, what's happening?
Maria's
Hey, Maria, what's going on? You're on the air.
Oh, I am?
Yeah,
I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Hey, Maria.
In Toledo. How are you?
I'm sorry. I got a quick question for Don. Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. I'm right here, ma'am. And the question is, no, I can't smell it through the phone.
No. Would you? Okay, this is the question.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather have anal beads or would you rather suck someone else's toes?
Suck the toes.
Wow, that's saying something because you hate feet.
And I could not smell your vaggie through the phone.
Was that you having the anal beads?
You sure? Even if they took their sock off,
Tangly. Then have anal beads.
Are you sure about that? Oh, and Mike, by the way.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't shop on Wednesdays.
Why?
Because Wednesdays is a big senior day everywhere.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank
don't go to Giant. Don't go to Kohl's.
Thank
don't
you.
Go anywhere on Wednesday.
Blame today.
Yeah, that's right. According to John Norman today.
Your discount
Wednesday.
Day.
All right. I'll do it. I'll wait till Thursday and I'll put in beads when I'm shopping.
There you go.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye bye. Happy Thursday.
Love you guys. See you.
Take care, Maria.
Can anyone else smell her?
Still.
I smelled it.
It's a combination of cheddar cheese chips.
I smell the cheese.
And just a little smoke, like a cigarette smoke.
Mm.
And an absolute pure vagine. It's all coming through right now.
It's wonderful. Not stepped on. It's pure. I got good vagine for you.
Something's gone bad. Don't step on that, man.
Stepped on as always be. Lead into the news with Buzz.
Nice.
Oh, here's another thing for tomorrow's show.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, please remind me right up front. We will have Buzz discuss how over the last two weekends,
mm-hmm.
he has experimented with hallucinogenic mushrooms while playing poker with his friends.
I've conducted a study.
Yes.
All right. A very scientific study.
I think so.
Very good.
Make a note for tomorrow's show. Right up front, Buzz.
All right.
He's straight and sober as a judge right now.
He is indeed.
We'll
not
try
this with me.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Just set it and forget it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Time for Buzz's News now, brought to you tonight by Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce. Yeah.
Maybe.
Frank's Red Hot Sauce wants to make you the halftime MVP of the big game. Just use Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce to create restaurants. Quality wings. Big game.
Do it.
Makes me think of Lombardi.
I would say the first year, I doubt there will be a letdown, really. Because I really think there's going to be a great deal of pride in the National Football League campaign. There's going to be a great deal of pride in the American Football League champion.
But first...
Hey, Marie.
Trim my underarms.
Oh.
Hi, Frank Burbank.
Hi, Donna Mike. Defending your life. We spend so much time in our cars, and every year, 42,000 of us die in them. You'd think we'd focus on protecting our lives, not to mention our cars. We don't. 81% of us admit we're fooling with the radio or the CD player or
Shut
the
up!
iPod while moving. 73% of us are on the phone, even
Shut
though
up!
Studies have proven you might as well be driving
Shut
drunk.
Up!
You might as well be driving drunk, even with a hands-free phone.
Mm-hmm.
Over two-thirds of us are having a meal, man.
Shut up!
68%
Shut up!
Of us eat and
Shut up!
Drive.
Shut up!
Nearly one in five of us
Shut up!
Sends text messages. I can't even do that sitting still.
Shut up!
Nearly one in...
Shut up! Shut up!
Nearly one in five are doing their hair. You look great, by the way. And even though these numbers are much smaller, there are among us drivers who are dealing with their kids or their pets.
Shut up!
Checking their email. And, of course, the women who put on makeup while driving and the men who shave. What could possibly go wrong?
I got one for you here, Buzz. Here's a new one that I noticed today on the way in.
All right.
Seriously, nearly a couple of wrecks on the death strip known as the Beltway.
Of course, every day.
We've had, we had like an icy mix the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, winter remix. And everybody's cars have that look about them.
Right.
Right. Everybody's car is dirty. I noticed that a lot of people, the back windows and the side mirrors are totally caked with that crud.
Yeah, right.
And
salt spray.
I saw more than one person today, like, turn their blinker on and everything and go to change lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like, at first I thought, what is wrong with people today? And then I realized these people cannot see because there was one, I don't know, the Dodge, whatever the minivan was in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
The back window,
right?
It looked like it was tinted.
It had so much crap
on the back of it.
I truly believe I have the all-time, you know, you talk about doing your makeup and all that.
Right.
I think I have the all-time
what?
Biggest one, though.
What?
I actually worked it while driving.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
it's true.
Wow.
Have you ever done
it? And then I sat and really worked it.
While I was
driving?
You
ever go to that dark side ever?
While I was driving?
While you were driving.
Me work it?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
Now, not to the finish line.
Right.
I actually pulled over for the finish line.
For
you just playing with yourself? Driving down there and playing with yourself?
Big time.
I've been played with, but I've never done the playing myself.
I did.
While driving.
Coming back from New England. Right around Wilmington.
That'll do it.
Right outside of Wilmington.
Oh, Delaware.
Well, a long time ago.
I bought some stuff. I bought some magazines in Wilmington.
and I
couldn't wait. Very dangerous.
Wow.
Ended up pulling into a cornfield.
Good for you. On purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In a survey for Nationwide Insurance, drivers even admitted to watching movies, switching places with passengers.
Oh, hey, listen, hold on, Buzz. That made me think of something else.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you been driving down the road? Now, this is a phenomenon everybody can relate to, especially in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving home and you see somebody's got a movie going
yeah.
in the backseat.
Right.
And you pull up close enough, and you don't really watch what you're doing, because you're like...
You're trying to see what the movie is.
Right. Hey, is that Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in front of you...
Really great on a charter bus, because you can see it on six screens as you pass it.
Absolutely. I've done that. I've looked at that.
Drivers have also admitted...
While I was working it.
While driving, nursing babies, painting toenails, and yes, even putting in their contact lenses... In other news, 83% of us believe we are safe drivers, and you're worried about terrorists.
I think maybe if you could talk about working it yourself, I've been on long cross-country trips and have stopped on the side of the road to take care of myself if it felt like...
On the side of the road?
Yeah.
You didn't hide?
No. No, I mean... No.
What, you mean so somebody's going to go by, like drive by your car, and you're going to be out there...
Standing on the hood?
Yes, totally naked. No, I mean, God, I can think of more. You know, I'll tell you the safest place to do it. Go to a church parking lot.
Oh.
I'm not kidding you.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, Don.
You ever have
That's
sex?
Bad stuff, Don.
You ever have sex? Forget by yourself. You ever have sex with someone else in a church parking lot or in a church? Hi, Opie and Anthony.
That's what I was going to say.
No,
I haven't.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. To make love in the house of the Lord? Ooh, I've done
it. It's a blessing.
Now, that's it. We're going to get fired now.
Or worse.
I've done it. I've pleasured myself in a church parking lot, and I have had full-out intercourse inside.
You know, here I was thinking I had you trumped, and there you go again.
No, I've never done it
while, all my thunder.
I've never done it while driving, Mike. while the vehicle's moving. Always pull
well,
off
I didn't
the
finish
the
with the vehicle moving. And ended up, you know, really. I think the thought process was I can't do this justice.
Yeah, right. And yeah. I know how it was with me. I was on a long...
And got done and threw the magazine out into the cornfield, too.
Oh, no.
Long cross-country ride. Mm-hmm. Just got sweatpants on. Mm-hmm. Rubbing up against your leg. You're just thinking right. about things. All of a sudden, you go, God, I got to really take care of this.
Got to do that.
I got to take care of this business.
Oh, you didn't get out.
No.
Right.
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't get out. Hi, Monsignor. How you doing? I got to take care of this right here, right now.
Delightful. Well, everything's worse in Russia, and that includes driving while distracted. Nearly.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
Excuse me. We didn't ask you.
What?
Have you been pleasured while driving?
Yes.
Have you had intercourse in a church?
No.
How about in a church parking lot?
No. Sadly, no.
Have you ever had full-blown intercourse while you're driving?
No.
Have you ever...
Wait, no. No.
Have you ever worked it while driving?
Probably, you know, but like you, not to conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we've all pulled over to finish. We're all safe.
Or, yeah, just didn't finish, I think.
Oh, you didn't finish
finished
it?
The driving instead. Yeah.
Oh, no. See, the thing is with that, it's like going number one.
Uh-huh.
Once you start going number one, you can't stop.
No, you really can't.
I mean, you can't.
Okay.
No, again,
you could, you know, but usually we don't, I guess.
Haven't we had this discussion before?
Yep.
That once you, I mean, if you...
You're talking about the point of no return.
Right.
If you got, like, stadium stop, I mean, you've got to go.
You could have Jack Bauer come in and say, they have just set off a nuclear bomb, Paul, and the cloud is coming this way.
And you'd say, well...
Just give me a second.
I'm taking a leak.
Right.
Never bother.
If you're at that point, yeah,
right.
Of course.
Okay.
Worse in Russia. That's what I was saying. Nearly a third of Russians surveyed said they drive drunk. Nearly a third of Russians drive drunk. One in four Russians, admit to having sex while driving.
Wow. Hey, we love this song.
This is so old, but it's so great.
It's a great song.
Oi!
That's all I remember, the oi part.
Now,
play that on your George FM.
Now, about those cell phones. Americans are starting to drop their hardline phones to go exclusively cell.
I know a lot of people who do that.
One in eight of us has already done it, and more of us are thinking about it. Young adults ages 18 to 24 are leading the curve. One in four of them is cell phone only. This throws off the whole business of taking surveys, because poll takers are required to pay for any calls they make to cell phones.
About poll smokers.
So they don't.
Good evening. It's time for your smoke.
This not only means inaccurate survey results, it means more and more young people are being ignored in those surveys.
Mm-hmm.
President Nixon...
And Buzz, when you mentioned cell phones, we'll do our Bush bit tomorrow, based on what he says tonight.
Right.
But I know he did leave his telephone in here.
Oh, it's always risky. It's got quite a ringer on it.
He loves that phone.
There it is.
It's ringing.
You see the caller ID. It's Mamo.
Always. Always. Well, President Bush will be on TV tonight delivering his State of the Union speech.
See how he did that?
You just did a one-liner, didn't you?
What? Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, that is an insult to Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Yes and no. I'll explain that in a moment.
Okay.
Nancy Pelosi will be sitting right behind Bush, probably fighting the urge to make silly faces. Knowing that three out of four of us are already mad at him over the Iraq mess, he'll focus on domestic issues, including a health care plan that's also not getting a great reception. That plan would make millions of Americans pay income tax on any health insurance benefits they get from their work. It could be a tough room, what with this president surrounded for the first time ever, mostly by Democrats. The Democratic response will come from Virginia Senator James Webb, who has a son in Iraq, as a Vietnam vet, and served as Reagan's Navy Secretary. Seeing W's latest disapproval rating certainly reminds us of Nixon in the Watergate days. The latest Washington Post ABC News poll has 65% of us disapproving of Mr. Bush. That's an all-time low and matches Richard Nixon in 74.
You know, that poor MF-er.
Yeah.
You know, because don't you sense that it's going beyond, like, disapproval now to pissed?
He can't.
People are just pissed off. I mean, I'm just pissed at him.
From bad to worse.
He can't win.
Right.
He could get on TV tonight and say, I'm bringing everybody back tomorrow. And we'd still be pissed at him.
Right. Yeah, a little less pissed, probably.
Well, he wouldn't do that.
No, of course he wouldn't.
No, not likely.
But seriously, it's that simple. But I guess it's really not. Do you know when I hear that makes me mad, too, when I hear Democrats and Republicans say,
It's not that easy.
Yeah, it is.
You send some jets over. You say, hey, come on, guys, you know, because the country's out of control anyway.
Screw Iraq.
You know, at the same time, I'd love to see the success. I would love to see this 20,000 troops, you know, turn things around and make, you know, make that gap. But I don't think it's going to happen.
He put us into an unwinnable situation.
He totally did.
As we all know. So at this point.
And he stayed with it. And then, you know, God damn it, makes me mad.
Screw Iraq. We're doing it for the oil. Right? I mean, isn't that really why we're there?
Why are we there?
Probably. Who knows? It's hard to tell.
It really is hard to tell.
And when are we going to start dicking us around? Because I noticed over the weekend that regular gas was below $2 a gallon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So when are they going to start dicking us around on that? Because it's getting down to be almost affordable again.
Price is going to start coming back up because of the winter on the East Coast now.
I would think.
Because we're getting the colder temperatures now, oil prices are going to rise again. That's
it's
what
only been cold like for 2 days.
That's all it takes for those creeps.
Here's my personal favorite story of the day. Barack Obama went to terrorist school.
Hey, Rob. Yes. Rob, what is it about that guy?
You know, I was looking at him, Don.
What is it, Robbie?
He's, like, different.
Thank you.
But you're not.
That's right. I'm the famous.
Barack Obama going to terrorist school. That's what Fox News and other conservative outlets want you to think.
Incredible.
That's why Steve Doocy, using the word whatnot, was all over the story on Fox's morning news show yesterday. Steve also wanted to remind you that Obama's middle name is Hussein, you know, in case you forgot or something.
Oh, they're starting that, huh?
Fox News was saying that this story, first published in Insight magazine, had come from Hillary Clinton's camp. It didn't. Also, it's not true. Inside.
There are lots of bad folks out there who want to kill us.
Oh, yeah, hold on a second. Here's Hillary this morning. You want to talk about a deep statement? Here's her pep talk.
Uh-huh. Right.
Now, this is why a woman cannot be president. Really, listen to how she puts this.
There are lots of bad folks out there who want to kill us, and our job is to try to prevent that from happening despite the mistakes made by everybody.
That's very nice, honey. Why don't you go make me some dinner?
Yeah,
that's
but
very nice.
That's only if you want vanilla ice cream for dinner.
Our job is to get the bad guys that are trying to kill us. That's wonderful. What kind of chicken are we having tonight? Hill?
Insights published by the Washington Times, which is the newspaper equivalent to the Fox News Channel and whatnot.
Who the hell am I going to choose? I mean, on one hand, okay, maybe I'll go with Hillary, just because.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, maybe I'll go with...
Barack Obama.
Maybe just because.
Mm-hmm.
Or... maybe I just think the country needs a dose of John McCain right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, I'm wide open. I'm wide freaking open.
Because he's gone kind of nuts recently.
Except not in the butt. I'm closing the
right.
butt.
Good for you. That's where your mind is closed. Well, here's the good news. You have a lot of time to make up your mind.
Yeah, I know.
It's a long haul.
Seeing the donkey shows of Tijuana has just gotten more difficult.
What's that town?
Tijuana?
Uh-huh.
That's our story when we return.
Why do you say that like that?
Because that's the correct pronunciation of that word.
I love it. I like it when he says Kuala Lumpur or whatever the hell.
Kuala Lumpur?
Lumpur.
Okay, Francis. We'll be right back. How are the shrooms?
Delicious.
We'll be right back with more Frank's News.
Frank and Tijuana.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Well spoken for white guys. Don and Mike.
Oh, damn. I was thinking during the break, those are probably my choices. And for president, whoever is the Democratic choice. And if it's McCain, I might think about Republican.
I was feeling that way for a while.
I'm wide open like that.
Now I'm back over to Barack Obama again, but because he has, McCain's kind of in a little...
Yeah, he's been strange lately.
That's why I kind of am digging him now.
But it's early.
But you know what? It is so early, and so many things could happen.
But I got the whole
screw up, and people are going to screw up.
I got the whole black vibe going right now too. With Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith.
Lovie Smith and
Tony Dungy.
You are a Negro,
Tony Dungy.
Who named Lovie Smith after Thurston Howell's wife on Gilligan's Island?
Lovie. Tomorrow on the show. I'm glad that we were talking about Mark Fisher's book today because we'll have the follow-up. He'll be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
With his book about everything that's wrong with radio. And also tomorrow on the show, we've got this guy. Maybe you've seen this teased on the news. This guy is an incredible... I thought he was an incredible loser. He's turned it around. He wanted... Thank you, Robbie. He wanted to propose to his girlfriend during the Super Bowl, but not like hold up a sign or have it on the scoreboard, wanted a commercial, wanted somebody to put him in a commercial proposing to his girlfriend.
Very expensive.
Guy called the show, called our show, every show in the world. We turned him down. Everybody else turned him down. You're never going to find anybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He found a sponsor.
Wow.
The sponsor is paying $2.5 million for the commercial.
Wow.
And this guy will propose to his girlfriend in the commercial. We'll have him on tomorrow.
Fantastic.
And
is he going, like, anonymous? Is he
yes,
going...
Yes.
It's totally under the radar, right?
Yes, he is. Oh, he's known only as... JP.
It's so top secret. They have requested we electronically alter his voice.
Wow.
Right.
And he's operating only from work, and he's not fielding any calls, just his PR people are. It's kind of nutty the way they're being so secret.
What's the name of the guy again?
His fake name is JP.
Oh, that segment will be a knockout.
And, you know, I was talking about the boys with us a couple of weeks ago, and they said, hey, have you heard about this guy? I said, that's nothing. I read that in the sporting news, and they said the guy couldn't find a sponsor. And they said, hold on a second. Are you aware that he found a sponsor? I said, you mean the guy, because, you know, we don't get any guests on this show.
Right.
You mean the guy that's been calling our show for a month that we've been turning down?
$2.5 million.
All right, that's tomorrow. And then when are the Tuttles?
The Tuttles are Thursday, also tomorrow.
Thursday, February 29th. It's a big show.
And now, once again, here's Francis. Hi, Francis.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, whether you're tanning in the Caribbean, drinking and gambling in Canada, or taking in the cockfights and donkey shows of Tijuana, you're going to need a passport to get back into the U.S. starting today. Your driver's license or birth certificate aren't good enough, even if you're a little baby. For now, this only applies to air travel, but in a year from now, it'll also apply to cars and cruise ships. That's why there's now a stampede for passports, since only 25% of Americans have their passport.
Take off!
That's okay, actually, don't you think? I mean,
yeah. I don't think they've gone far enough. Why do we have to wait for cars?
Just letting you know. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really? Don't most people come in from Canada and Mexico with cars?
Started now. Would that be so hard?
Yeah, really.
A Gay's Anatomy update. Yesterday, Isaiah Washington, who had called co-star T.R. Knight a faggot, met with the gay rights people. They convinced him to agree to educate people about why that's a cruel thing to say.
Homo.
Not just for once, for a little while. Often, and for a long time to come. Washington apparently...
He's a fag!
...also got a scolding from the network, so he should be plenty motivated by now. And careful. He'll be plenty careful, I expect.
I was thinking that I have a feeling she may be a lesbian.
Thank you, Dave.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
By the way, it's No Name Calling Week, when the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation helped schools fight slurs and bullying of any kind. No name calling.
Just say,
the Don and Mike Show.
He's a fag. No name calling here. What do you want, faggot?
How do you think Paul Abdul will do not using any slurs this week? No slurring, Paul.
Challenging. Judge Judy, who...
That was horrible.
Judge Judy, who makes far more money than a Supreme Court justice.
Judge Judy Scheindlin.
And let that be a lesson to you.
There's no lawyer. It's just you and me.
She has a son who's running for district attorney.
I'm sorry, I don't know why Jack Bauer got in there.
It's about lawyers, I think. Adam Levy.
That was horrible.
That was horrible.
All right, I accept
that.
Wasn't
perfect. Adam Levy's on the ballot in Putnam County, New York. Quoting his mom, Judy Scheindlin, you know how your heart swells with pride anytime your child does anything? Well, my heart is practically shooting out of my chest. Ooh. End quote.
Hey. Sexy.
How about that? And one of those little satin blouses she wears under her robe.
Judge Judy, let me see those beads.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Pull those beads out from under your robe.
I would.
Oh.
Yeah.
Judy beads.
No. I'd pull beads, you know, from there. From the Scheindlin cave.
Pull them out with your teeth.
I would.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If you've been wondering.
Like a dog.
You would need a very good teeth whitener.
Oh. I've got that new rinse from Crest.
If you've been wondering why, when Patty Heaton or Kelsey Grammer were going to have a new sitcom, your wondering days are over.
When, Buzz?
They're talking to a studio about a new show called Action News, in which the former Frasier and the former Mrs. Raymond would be local TV news anchors.
I can't wait till that's canceled.
Typecasting for her, perhaps. Brad Pitt still needs you to like him. Would it help to know that, according to Brad, strippers changed his life? He tells Newsweek he used to be one of those guys who drove strippers to bachelor parties, played the boombox, and collected the clothing. Quoting him, it was not a wholesome atmosphere.
You know,
it got very depressing.
I don't dislike Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. I thought, like, in Ocean's 11, he's okay.
Right.
I realize the more that I watch him, like, Mr. and Mrs. Smith is on HBO every 10 minutes now.
Right.
That guy has got one acting style.
You bet
and it's that basic, hey, I'm too cool for school.
Someone called for a doctor?
Well, of course, he was great in Ocean's 11. But is he famous because he's good-looking?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he famous because he's banging Angelina Jolie and before that Jennifer Aniston?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he famous because some people think he's a good actor?
Yeah, I think it's the whole thing. I think it's the whole package. He was real famous because, I mean, of his looks. And then the Angelina thing, and now he's bigger than he's ever been. He wouldn't be nearly where he is right now if it wasn't for his relationship with Angelina Jolie.
So it's looks, Angelina Jolie.
Looks and Angelina Jolie.
And then talent.
Talent, you know, a distant third.
Gotcha.
Well, as a traveling escort for strippers, he said it got very depressing. And then he says one of the girls told him about a famous acting coach. He went, he became an actor, end of story. Quoting Brad, strippers changed my life.
Yeah, you know, a good stripper will do that.
They can change yours, too, without protection. That's why there are condoms with ridges, condoms in colors, and condoms that glow in the dark, to make the protection part a little more fun. Now, a Chinese inventor has taken it to a whole new level. Musical condoms, that's what he called them.
Here's my condom right now, Buzz.
Right now.
Let me slip it on.
Your musical condom?
And listen now, as my penis, named George, sings for you.
Maiden George.
Unforgettable.
Jackie Chan.
As my penis.
Every way.
The music doesn't come from the condom. It comes from a CD that's sold with the condom. Rock, jazz, dance music, whatever you like.
Jackie Chan.
18 minutes worth. Sort of a random number, says the inventor. According to the award-winning inventor, the music starts slow, then medium, then fast.
Like
before
this.
Getting slow again.
Here we go. Where's my condom?
The musical condoms are being marketed to places that sell CDs instead of drugstores.
That's why I pulled into, the cornfield to get my Jackie Chan on.
Sex has always been a selling point for everything, and sex has always been a part of Broadway shows, but never before has an on-Broadway musical been totally about sex until now. And it's a smash.
Yeah.
Described as tastefully erotic,
right.
Spring Awakening includes a bare breast, self-gratification, and the old S&M.
Well,
it's,
all right.
It's a play that was considered scandalous when it was written in 1891.
Hello.
It's the story from 19th century Germany in which high school students suffered angst and their sexual awakenings.
Buzz, excuse me, I'm still working on your last story about the condom.
Right.
I just pulled out my second condom.
Uh-huh.
It's not Jackie Chan.
No. What does this one play now?
I'm going to put this on my penis now.
Would that be Bjork?
It's my Chinese condom.
Uh-huh.
It's Wing.
Wing.
That's her name.
Okay.
You want to put her on your penis, Mike?
Yeah, I love her. I really do.
Let's hear Mike's Chinese.
I'd love to hear another selection.
Mike's
too.
Chinese condom.
All right.
Mike's penis say?
Here we go.
I'm going to teach you how to sing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wing. All right, I'm taking it off now.
You want to put on your penis, Buzz?
No, thank you.
Too bad.
I like to make my own music.
This one's for you, Buzz. Courtesy of Wing. What might this one be?
18-minute intro.
Here she is.
Terrible.
Thank you, Simon.
In sports, from Suburban Chicago comes word that a wife induced labor early so her husband wouldn't miss the Bears game. He had tickets. She was due yesterday but opted for an early pop on Friday.
Now, that's a good wife.
We can induce the baby with her mood.
Good news for Bears defensive tackle Tank Johnson. A judge ruled today he can leave the state to play in the Super Bowl next week. Johnson needed permission after being arrested on gun charges last month. Mike Tyson faces up to 7.5 years in prison after pleading not guilty yesterday to charges of drug possession and DUI.
Yeah, that's false.
Why?
Because I don't shower much.
Why isn't
it? That's rectum.
One of Tyson's lawyers is one of Martha Stewart's lawyers. Quoting him, drug addiction is a victimless crime. And Sylvester Stallone says he gave up sex while he was in training for his latest movie, Rocky Balboa. quoting Sly, at 60, you don't have as much energy as when you were 30.
It's just funny he's 60, isn't it?
By the way,
it's so funny he's 60.
You were talking about the Razzies earlier. After 30 Razzie nominations in his career and 10 wins for Sylvester Stallone for bad movies, he was actually passed over at this year's Razzie.
Hey, I told you, I saw Rocky Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not a bad movie.
Yeah, the head of the Razzies actually said he made a good movie this year.
If you think it is, here's some beads.
And finally, a young soccer fan in Argentina went to a tattooist to get the logo of his favorite team, the Boca Juniors, on his back.
Was his name J. Dubs?
craftsmanship was excellent. Unfortunately, the tattooist was a fan of the Junior's rival team, River Plate, something the tattooist failed to mention.
That sounds like something that would happen to J-Dub.
Quoting the young man, "I could not see what he was tattooing because he didn't have a mirror. I only saw it when I got home and showed it to my parents." The tattoo was a well-crafted rendering of a penis. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
I mean, that's what the show's all about today.
Amen.
Always. He is past pants.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, the other end was there as well.
Yeah, Bajin, and butt.
There you go. All three pleasure spots were there.
That's all the three you need for a party.
Well, that's it. Let me see. 20 hours until we make more broadcasting history.
I can't wait for another time capsule show.
We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye, Frank.
Bye.
And Head?
I'll see you tomorrow, which, as we all know, is Thursday afternoon.
Do you enjoy the air over there?
This is the Don and Mike Show.